WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL presents live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball.
The three-pointer, yeah!
Silver Streaks girls basketball.
Oh, you can hear the buzz in the crowd. She'll take the NBA three, good!
And now, here's Jim Wyman with the Silver Streaks pregame show on WGIL.
Hello again, everybody, from John Thiel Gym. Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson, just about ready for the opening of the Western Big Six Conference basketball season. As tonight, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 1-2 on the year, take on the Rock Island Lady Rocks. The Rocks, 2-1 on the season. They have defeated Pena and Springfield Lutheran at the Taylorville Thanksgiving tournament while losing to O'Fallon. Rock Island was 12-15 last year. They have a new coach as the school board up there fired Rod Leatherman, the native of Orion, Illinois. Rock Island, 4-6 in the Western Big Six last year. Their new coach is Thad Hoover. He's a native of West Liberty, Iowa. He went to West Liberty High School, graduated from Cornell, and then 2 years he was a head girls coach, and he was a boys coach for 8 years at Green, Iowa, and he was a head coach, head girls coach at Benton-Shelsburg. He's brought his daughter along with him, and her name is Whitney Hoover. She's a 5'5 sophomore. She'll not start, but I guess we'll see her in this game tonight. The Streaks 1-2 on the year. Galesburg opening up with a heartbreaking 69-65 loss to Illini West on Friday night. And then the Streaks winning against Sherrard 47-39 on Saturday morning, and then blown out on their home floor by Freeport, the number two ranked team in the state in Class 3A, 70-46. On Saturday night. Alongside of me, adding his expert analysis to the play-by-play, is Eric Gibson, and there's kind of some electricity in the air tonight. This is the big game starting the conference season.
That it is, Jim, and it hopefully will bring the electricity to the game. Last time we were out here, Jim, tough loss for Galesburg, losing that 70-46, but it was to a very good Freeport squad, and as Coach stated after the game, there was definitely going to be some apprehension going into that game against a tough team. Now, for the Streaks to rebound here, they're going to have to rebound in this game, Jim. It's going to be important with two big players inside for Rock Island. Jacqueline Worley, who stands at 6'1", and Shatoya Burnett, who is a solid 5'8 in the inside. The Streaks are definitely going to have to hit the boards today.
Burnett did not play in the first game last year up at Rock Island. The Silver Streaks last year defeated Rock Island 62-44 at Rock Island. That game was on the 20th of November. And then Galesburg beat Rock Island here 50-31 on January 10th. And that was the first win was the fourth game in a 12-0 run in December and January for the Streaks. And the second game was the fifth in a 7-in-a-row run. But, of course, all those starters from last year's team are gone. Kelly Jo Hinkle, Megan Young, Kelly Ricketts, Rachel Pendry, they have left. They have graduated. Whitney Daler, the only starter back from last year's team, and she and Maddie Boyer are still suspended. And, you know, I worked on Massey Hard down in the locker room before the game to try to get some information, but he's not talking.
Well, and it's a team matter. It should be kept probably as a private matter at this point, but it'll be good to see when those girls do come back, because they're going to need some much-needed veteran leadership at this point. However, the players that have filled in haven't done a bad job. Bailey Boyer, Maddie's sister, 9 assists so far on the season. The key, though, for her will be to cut down the turnovers, 15 in the early going, and Sarah Baker's hit 17 so far, and it's going to be important for them to control the ball today and rebound.
It would certainly be nice to have Daler and Maddie Boyer back for this game, but that is not to be. We'll take a break and come back and talk with the two coaches. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. no questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
Our pregame interview with Thad Hoover, the head coach at Rock Island, brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show, and I'm with the head coach of the Rock Island Lady Rocks, Thad Hoover, first-year coach at Rock Island High School. The Lady Rocks are 2-1 with a loss to O'Fallon, but victories over Pena and Springfield Lutheran at the Taylorville Thanksgiving Tournament. Coach Hoover, as we said, in his first year, he replaced Rod Leatherman, who left the program last spring. And you mentioned to us just a second ago, you're glad to get close to home again.
Yeah, went to high school in West Liberty, Iowa, which is really about 40 minutes from the Quad Cities, and spent some time there as a youth and a high school student, but not a whole lot since. So it's nice to be back in the area, and we really like the Quad Cities and Rock Island, and we're excited about the basketball program here.
Now, I know Rod Leatherman had been pointing towards this year as his year with Latoya or Shatoya Burnett and Jackie Worley back. So how much of a change have you made? Have you installed a new system?
Well, of course, there's going to be a lot of things that are different, and that takes some time, and we're really working towards being a better team each week, you know, each practice and each game. So right now, that's what we're worrying about, and the girls are doing a great job with that, and we're definitely excited about the team, but the program as a whole.
Looked like there's a few names on there that I don't remember from last year. Have you had some kids come out that weren't on the team before?
We have some newcomers. We also have a lot of the same faces from last year, and so it's a good mix, and the girls have done a good job of building some chemistry together, and the more we play together, the better we should get.
Tell us a little bit about your philosophy of basketball. What do you like to run? What kind of defense do you like to use? Do you like to press?
Winning basketball is my favorite. That doesn't always happen, but I like to kind of do what our team does best and what our players do best. And I've done several different things throughout the years, and you know, as a guiding philosophy, I would hope that we'd play good defense and we would execute in the half court. We're still striving towards those things right now in Rock Island, but like I said, the girls are working hard, and I'm really happy with their effort.
Kind of nice when you have a player like Jackie Worley, isn't it, to build a team around?
Yeah, Jackie's, she has a college body. She can run the floor, has some ball skills. She's an excellent passer for her size. And as well as Shatoya. I mean, Shatoya is an excellent scorer. Those are two nice players to build your team around, but you're not going to win basketball games in the Western Big Six with two players. So the rest of the kids have really improved, I think, throughout the summer and into the school year. And I think we can put a nice team on the floor once we get into the season.
Your daughter also is playing on the team, Whitney Hoover. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Whitney is a sophomore. Not very big, but she's a point guard, so that's all right. She played a little bit of varsity for me last year, played some sophomore and varsity ball. She and her two sisters are the reason that I'm coaching girls basketball now. I was an 11-year boys coach in Iowa, so I'm excited to get to coach her, and most of the time she's happy to have me as her coach, except for the times that she gets in trouble, and So it's been a lot of fun so far.
What about Galesburg? The streaks have always been a perennial power in the conference, but they lost four starters last year. Got handled by Freeport the other night by 34 points. It looks like a rebuilding year for Evan Massey. You probably haven't had a chance to see them, right?
Well, we've seen them on tape, and rebuilding year for them is obviously a good year for other people, and so. It's going to be a very competitive game tonight. We just hope that we can play well enough to have a chance at the end to win it.
Thad, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's the first-year coach of the Rock Island Lady Rocks, Thad Hoover. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Today I found out that my drug plan's monthly premium changed. So I compared other plans and found similar coverage at a better price.
Now's the time to review and compare Medicare prescription drug plans. From November 15th to December 31st, you can even change your plan. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. Or visit Medicare.gov and use the plan finder to see options in your state. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's the time of year to think about what's important to you. For us, it's giving you great value and building cars that won't let you down. Probably why over the last 10 years, 94% of all Accords are still on the road. So keep doing what's important to you. We'll keep building cars you can count on. Happy Honda Days.
Accord claim based on Oil Poke vehicles and operation registration statistics 1998 through 2007.
And back on the pregame show with the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey. Tonight, the opening of Western Big Six Conference schedule, it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks up against the Rock Island Lady Rocks. You've had a little time to think about the weekend and the three games you played. How do you feel about your team coming into this game tonight?
Well, it's good for us of getting, you know, Sunday off to kind of freshen up and get away from things, and then yesterday come in and not a real intense practice, but kind of a combination to talk about some things that we want to do differently than we did the other night, and at the same time, you know, get ready for tonight's game a little bit and stuff. So, you know, hopefully ready to go, because I really think with these guys, we're as young players, things that we don't have much margin for error when fatigue sets in. So it's nice kind of coming in fresh as opposed to a tournament where you've got that fatigue factor.
Are you going to be able to play then? I know you were missing some kids that were playing in the sophomore tournament and couldn't play in two tournaments. Will you be able to play some other sophomores then tonight?
Yeah, Jamie Johnson will play with us here. And, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, really, you know, she's a player that's going to be on the varsity normally. But it was kind of, we thought the combination of what she did for the sophomore team and what we needed in terms of positions, it came down to whether to use Megan Young or to use Jamie with the varsity, and we elected to use Megan.
Megan Young played well, I thought.
Yeah, Megan plays real hard. She never, you know, leaves anything on the floor. She really gets after it and you know, plays hard, and that's why she's on the varsity right now.
Well, Jackie Worley is touted as maybe the best player in the conference this year. She was a great player last year. Shatoya Burnett is her sidekick. She missed the first game last year with an ankle injury, but then played against you in the game here. This is a solid team you're going up against tonight.
Well, it is. You know, it's a team that I think, you know, when Coach Leatherman was there, I think it's a team that they looked at and, you know, that these a lot of these kids, they're seniors and have played since they were freshmen. And so, you know, this should be a really good Rock Island team.
What do you expect from them? Have you heard anything? They're 2-1. They beat Pena and Springfield Lutheran and lost to O'Fallon way down at Taylorville. But I guess you don't hear much from way down that far.
Well, we had a chance to see them down there. And then they had a scrimmage against Comanche, Iowa. And our people said that, you know, they really kind of wear people down with their numbers and they wear people down with their aggressiveness and stuff. So, you know, we'll have to, you know, it's one of those, I think we'll have to be a little tougher with the ball than we have been.
It's a huge game for you if you, in the conference, if you have any aspirations to get into that race.
Right. It's the first game and things, but, you know, you look, you know, probably, you know, on paper, Moline and Rock Island, Moline's ahead of everyone, and then Rock Island would be right in there. And then, you know, ourselves, Alleman, UT are probably hopeful that we can be the ones to get into the race and stuff. So home game early, yeah, we definitely, a win would be starting us off on the right note.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
They got married the summer after high school graduation. Four kids, six jobs, and two mortgages later, they're facing one more life change together. retirement. They don't want a nursing home where they'd be in separate rooms. These two have shared a bed for 54 years. They want to go to the Kensington.
I'm Chris from Galesburg's premier supportive living community, the Kensington. We offer free cable, a newly remodeled exercise room, and, best of all, spacious apartments. Financial assistance is available at the Kensington.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Our pregame interviews tonight with the two coaches brought to you on WGIL by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and McComb. The Silver Streaks and the Rocks on the floor. As you can hear, we have the Galesburg Pep Band here tonight. The Silver Streak sophomores were victorious 62-43 over Rock Island tonight. So Coach Mike Brooks' sophomores still undefeated. They are undefeated. The freshmen lost last night, but the sophomores, I believe, are still undefeated. And again, they beat Rock Island 62-43. Rock Island coming in again 2-1 on the season. They beat Pena and Springfield Lutheran at the tournament that was held down at Taylorville. And then they lost in that tournament to O'Fallon, which is down by St. Louis. Their new coach brought his daughter, Whitney Hoover, a 5'5 sophomore. So we'll be seeing her in this game tonight. Megan Sheely and Mimi Neely are going to start at the guard. So it'll be like last year with Sheely and Neely. The other Sheely girl has graduated. Jackie Worley will be at center. And then Amy Myers and Shatoya Burnett will be the forwards. So Whitney Daler and Maddie Boyer still out for the Silver Streaks. They'll start Bailey Boyer and Katerina Mangieri at the guards. Mynika Warner in the middle, and Sarah Baker and Jessica Howard will start at the forwards. This is the 79th meeting between these two teams, Rock Island and Galesburg. Galesburg leads that series 54-24, and the Streaks, as we mentioned, won both of those games last year. Thad Hoover is a graduate of West Liberty High School and Cornell College. He's been a coach now for 13 years, was a boys coach for 8 years. He comes from Charles City, where he coached last year, way up in northeastern Iowa. Evan Massey in his 31st year as the head coach of the Silver Streaks, a graduate of Savannah High School, north of us on the river, and Knox College. Massey's record, 678 wins and 240 losses. A huge game for the Silver Streaks tonight. You know, Mynika Warner had a nice game last year in the second game against Rock Island in this gym. She played quite a bit in the game. I was listening to the tape, and at the end of the half, she blocked a shot by Shatoya Burnett, put it right back in her face, and it kind of carried over and set the tenor for that game last year. So this should be a real interesting game for the Streaks and a lot of intensity with the band here, the stands filling up. This should be a great evening for basketball.
It should, Jim, and I think you hit on one point right there that's very key. Mynika Warner needs to play hard today, and she needs to stay out of foul trouble. She will be one of the biggest keys to the Streaks having success in this game. With such a great inside game with Shatoya Burnett and Jackie Worley, it's going to be important for Mynika to stay in the game all game to combat the inside play by inside-outside play with Jackie Worley and then also Shatoya Burnett. The other key player in this game is going to be Sarah Baker. We've seen her put points up in a hurry, Jim, in two of the games, in the game against Sherrard as well as the game against Freeport. She went on spurts where she was unstoppable on the offensive end. She's going to need to have similar type scoring bursts, but more consistent throughout the game for the Streaks to be successful.
There's a full complement of games in the Western Big Six tonight. UT is playing at Alleman. Quincy is playing at Moline, and of course this game here, the other area girl game tonight, Allwood, is playing at Westmer in girls basketball. In boys basketball tonight, Geneseo Thanksgiving Tournament, United Township against LP, Freeport will play Geneseo, Alwood, Riverdale at Alwood Tournament, and Rockridge Orion at Orion Thanksgiving Tournament, and Morrison is at Sterling. So that's our pregame show tonight, brought to you on WGIL by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Stay tuned for Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
They got married the summer after high school graduation. Four kids, six jobs, and two mortgages later, they're facing one more life change together. Retirement. They don't want a nursing home where they'd be in separate rooms. These two have shared a bed for 54 years. They want to go to the Kensington.
I'm Chris from Galesburg's premier supportive living community, the Kensington. We offer free cable, a newly remodeled exercise room, and, best of all, spacious apartments. Financial assistance is available at the Kensington.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. Clear skies, overnight low around 25. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, high 47. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 26. Thanksgiving Day, sunny and 48. Thursday night, cloudy, low around 27. Friday through Monday, partly cloudy skies, highs near 40 degrees and lows in the upper 20s. Currently, it's 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Hello again, everybody. This is Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. We're just about ready for high school girls basketball tonight. The Silver Streaks opening up the Western Big Six Conference season against the Rock Island Rocks. Looking for a great game tonight. Jackie Worley, we see her trotting out on the floor right now along with Shatoya Burnett. Worley has been getting a lot of interest from Division I colleges, and she will be a key in this game tonight, her matchup with Mynika Warner.
It will be, Jim. In fact, Mynika Warner, as you've discussed in previous games, needs to step up physically, and she's got to be able to battle inside. She's at times looked a little bit, I don't want to say soft, but a little bit weaker than the competition inside, and she needs to muscle up against Jackie Worley and just not give her position. She's also going to need to play smart defensively.
The colors are going to be presented by the cadets here tonight, and they are bringing, or I guess it's the cheerleaders that are going to bring out the American flag to center court, and the cadets are going to walk out onto the floor at center court and be there to kind of welcome the colors as the girls bring the American flag out. We'll stick here for the American for the national anthem, because the Silver Streak Pep Band is here tonight at John Thiel Gym.
He is a consistent member of the honor roll. He's a conference champion in swimming, and after graduation plans to go to Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville, and he wants to go into orthodontistry. Senior Brandon Johnson.
So Brandon Johnson is going to raise the flag as the band will play the national anthem.
Thank you.
the Galesburg High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Wow, what a scene, and a nice crowd on hand here. Let's go down to Bill Allison for the announcement of our starting lineups.
First for Rock Island, 5'7", junior number 3, Megan Sheely. A 5'5", senior number 10, Mimi Neely. A 6'1", senior number 22, Jacqueline Worley. A 5'8", senior number 30, Amy Myers. And a 5'9", senior number 44, Shatoya Burnett. The Rocks are coached by Thad Hoover, assisted by Rita Jett and Wayne Beasley. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 freshman number 4, Bailey Boyer. A 5'8 junior number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 sophomore number 14, Jessica Howard. A 5'4 sophomore number 24, Katarina Mangieri. And a 6'1 junior number 52, Mynika Warner. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard and Jenna Finley, along with Michael Rux and Jay Barshinger.
There's Bill Allison with the starting lineups. Our officials, Wade Steckel of Davenport, Rodney Tatum of Davenport, and Dave Frackleton out of Peoria. Rock Island is dressed in the red uniforms with the white numerals. The Streaks are dressed in their home black uniforms, or white uniforms, I should say, with the black numerals, Streaks across the chest. Rock Island has Rock Island across the chest, the white numerals and the white and gold trim. Thad Hoover, in his first year of head coach, Rod Leatherman, the former head coach, was fired after the season last spring, and so we have a brand new coach in the Western Big Six Conference. The Streaks will be going from right to left on your dial, which is east to west. Rock Island going from left to right. And now Rodney Tatum kind of walks over to the huddle and says, hey, let's go, because the Streaks are standing out at center court. They're ready to go. It'll be Mynika Warner for Galesburg at center court. She will jump against Jackie Worley for the Lady Rocks, and we're ready to get underway. Wade Steckel steps in, throws the ball up. It's controlled by Warner. Gets it to Howard into the front court left wing. Bounce pass back out, now to Baker. Baker looking, man-to-man defense for the Rocks. Now to Bailey Boyer. She's guarded at center court. Now top of the key, they get the ball to Mangieri. She lost it off her foot. Now it's picked up by Warner. Warner got the ball over, now lost, and picked up by Rock Island. Ahead to Worley. All the way down, she'll put the layup up. No, she missed it. The rebound controlled by Mynika Warner. Stolen away from her, and put right back up and through by Megan Sheely. It's 2-0. Rock Island. Back on the attack come the Streaks. Sarah Baker at center court. On the near side now, Baker gets the ball over to Kat Mangieri. Mangieri on the dribble, comes back out between the rings. She works top of the key, takes a 17-footer, off the glass, no good. The rebound Worley for Rock Island. She hands the ball off to Mimi Neely, and she'll slow it down.
The Rocks came out in a man-to-man defense right there, Jim, and it's going to be important to set solid screens, especially since Jackie Worley looks like she's going to be playing defense on Baker in the early going.
Megan Sheely has it between the rings. She's guarded by Howard, and Howard forces her into a turnover. She wasn't that tight on her, but she wanted her, was trying to drive her towards the left side, and I don't think that Neely wanted to go that way. So Galesburg gets it on the travel, and the Streaks will come on the attack right to left. Here's Baker into the front court. High post now to Warner. They're double-teaming her. Left side to Howard. Howard now with the dribble right in front of us here on the near side to Sarah Baker. Good, tenacious defense by the Lady Rocks. DeBailey Boyer. Nina Howard. Near side Baker. She'll drive the baseline. Puts the shot up. No. Gets her own rebound. Turnaround jumper. No. The rebound underneath. Not controlled by Worley. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket.
Jim, the Streaks are picking up their dribble way too early. They're getting right across the half-court line by the volleyball line. They have to get a little bit farther in before they pick up that dribble. They're getting trapped out there.
Mangieri throws it into Sarah Baker right here in front of us left wing. Now to Bailey Boyer. Can't control the pass. This will be an over and back. Instead, she lets Rock Island pick it up. Now Megan Sheely has it between the circles. Gets it over to Mimi Neely. Neely now holds the ball up over her head. Guarded by Mangieri. High post to Burnett. Shatoya Burnett, turnaround 16-footer, no good. Rebound by Nika Warner. Burnett knocked it away, but Bailey Boyer picked it up. Here come the Streaks, ahead to Baker. Not a Mangieri, baseline jumper, no good. The rebound on the weak side by Burnett. She hands the basketball off to Mimi Neely, and back on the attack comes Rock Island, left to right.
It's going to be important right now for the Galesburg to find some offense. They're being a little stagnant, standing around a little bit. They've got to crash the offensive boards if they're going to stay in this one.
Shatoya Burnett has it outside the three-point line. Here's the fadeaway jumper by Worley, no good. Rebound Burnett underneath. She'll put it right back up and through. Shatoya Burnett.
Got to grab those rebounds. The Streaks have to stop those offensive boards.
4-0 in favor of Rock Island. Now Baker outside the three-point line to Howard. Howard thought about the three, but Myers came out on her. Now to Bailey Boyer, who calls out the play at center court. 5:12 to go first quarter. 4-0 Rock Island. To Baker. Now to Mynika Warner. Warner has it knocked away from her in front of the scorer's table, but it'll be Galesburg's ball.
Jim, the Streaks did a good job in the first half of the Freeport game running their offense. Right now, they're not even getting into the offense. They're stopping their dribble just past half court before the volleyball line, and they're not allowing themselves to get deep enough to start the pick and roll or the give and go.
Sheely goes out. Whitney Hoover, the coach's daughter, in. Mynika Warner can't control the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Nice job that time by Rock Island's Genesis Johnson, who's come into the game, of batting the ball away from Warner and having the ball go off Mynika out of bounds. So Rock Island, with a four-point lead, will come on the attack left to right. This is Mimi Neely over the timeline, guarded by Mangieri. Dribbles to the right side, back up top to Hoover. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound batted out by Baker, fought for in the paint, and we'll get a jump ball here, and it'll be Rock Island's ball on the alternating possession.
Jim, down at the Streaks end of the court, they're getting pressured a lot by this Rock Island defense, but at the same time, they've got to work on dribbling it in. Bailey Boyer is your point guard. She's the starter of the offense. Right now, she's the one picking up her dribble most often, way too high. She's getting about 6 to 7 feet behind the three-point line before she picks up her dribble. She's got to get it inside. They're playing a straight-up man-to-man defense. You got to see some more back cuts and screens on the ball.
Shelby Pacheco, Megan Young in for the Streaks, comes into Worley. Ball loose in the lane. Great block by Warner as Jenison Johnson went up for the shot. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here against Rock Island.
A very good play by Mynika Warner. She's looked a little weak with the ball a couple times early in this game, Jim. She's gotten rebounds, had them tipped away, had the ball tipped away from her down on the block. She's got to play stronger right there. A very strong play. Getting up, getting the block, and then hauling down the ball.
Shatoya Burnett called for the Rock Island foul. Her first, the first team foul. 4-0 Lady Rocks. Here comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer all the way down to the baseline. Now pops it back out to Pacheco. Top of the key now. They get the ball to Megan Young. Here's a three-pointer. Howard Young!
Great offensive set by the Streaks right there, Jim. That's what I was talking about. Bailey Boyer got it down, penetrated to the baseline, was able to work the offense back the other way. They found Howard on the weak side wing for the easy three.
Jessica Howard at 22 Friday night. It's 4-3 Rock Island. Shatoya Burnett against Pacheco. Turnaround 15-footer, no good. The rebound underneath, pulled off of there by Genesis Johnson, but Johnson's going to be fouled here, and I think they're going to get Mynika.
Mynika Warner does not.
Nope, it'll be Bailey Boyer.
Well, Mynika Warner should get a contributory foul right there, the Jim, is she didn't box out. That's what led to that ball coming down and the easy rebound for Johnson. And ultimately put Bailey Boyer in a bad position and her picking up the foul.
Genesis Johnson misses the first. Shatoya Burnett is going to go out. Mimi Neely in. Mangieri comes back in for the Streets. Bailey Boyer out. So it's Mangieri, Megan Young, along with Monica Warner, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard for Galesburg. Now somebody's in, a Rock Island player in the paint too quickly, and so Galesburg is going to get the ball out of bounds. Triggered in by Pacheco, but stolen right on the inbounds pass as Rock Island is pressing, and it's knocked out of bounds, and Galesburg is going to have it again. A bad inbounds pass that time by Pacheco.
Jim, the ball's actually going to go to Rock Island on this one, but it was a terrible inbounds pass. The Streaks have to recognize sooner when the Rock Island Rocks are going to jump into that man-to-man press full court.
Burnett now will trigger it in. Gets the ball into Mimi Neely. They go right inside. Now it's going to be intercepted by Pacheco. Pacheco covers up, gets it to Mangieri, and Mangieri will bring it up against Sheely. Mangieri on the left wing, between the rings now to Pacheco to Megan Young. Young on the right side against Hoover, gets it now to Howard, into Warner. Warner drives the paint, pops it back out to Howard. She'll take the NBA 3, no. The rebound controlled by Mimi Neely of Rock Island. Back comes Rock Island left to right with 3:18 to go first quarter. 4-3 Lady Rocks. On the left side, Whitney Hoover. Hoover now is going to be bumped by Mangieri, and Mangieri will pick up the personal foul. That'll be her first and the second team foul.
Mangieri got caught reaching right there, Jim. She put her hand in to try to knock that ball away. Didn't move her feet. She's got to move the feet, move with the ball, and isolate her girl on that side. Probably should have pushed her left.
Megan Sheely will throw the ball in. Gets the ball into Mimi Neely, and Rock Island will set up their offense in the front court on the east side of the gym. Now to Sheely. High post now to Worley. Worley, one dribble, and we'll get a whistle and a three-second call against Burnett.
Good play right there by the Streaks. They're switching inside. Pacheco and Warner are switching on the cross lane screens by Burnett and Worley. And it worked out really well there as Burnett tried to face up, but it was too late. She'd already been in the lane for well over 3 seconds.
Young out, Bailey Boyer back in. Full court pressure by the Lady Rocks. Pacheco gets it into Howard in the backcourt. Howard brings it up on the dribble into the front court for Galesburg. Now to Monika Warner between the circles to Bailey Boyer, who will set up the offense. Near side now Pacheco. They get the ball to Boyer. Give and go now to Warner. She'll put it up. No! The rebound in the lane still fought for and picked up by Genesis Johnson of Rock Island. She hands the ball off to Mimi Neely, and back on the attack come the Lady Rocks. 2:34 to go first quarter. 4-3. We've been on this score for an eternity. The Rocks lead it by one. Right side now, Whitney Hoover with the ball. She's the coach's daughter, holds it over her head, guarded by Mangieri. Up to Genesis Johnson. Now on the left side, Neely. She drives the paint, puts the shot up, no good. The rebound, they beat Galesburg to the ball, and it's picked up by Mimi Neely. Neely now looks over at the bench, and the coach wants to call a timeout, and he will. 30-second timeout. It's 4-3 in favor of Rock Island. What do you think he wants to talk about?
Well, right now he's looking for the girls, for the Rocks, that is, to get into a better set of offense. It looks like they're getting a little stagnant on offense. They're not moving very well.
Worley's hardly touched the ball on offense.
And you would think she'd be the ultimate. All the offense should technically go through Worley in this offensive set. However, for some reason, she's barely seen it. Now, is it a tribute to Monika Warner specifically? No, I think it's because Pacheco and Warner are switching the screen. It's not allowing Worley to come wide open free because she's going to always have somebody in her face. Now, I wouldn't be surprised to see some back cuts here on some fake screens because Coach Hoover knows that the Streaks are switching inside. You got to take advantage and try to get something on the reversal to the backside. Maybe Worley pinning her girl inside.
So the Streaks will break their huddle and come back on the floor. It'll be Rock Island's ball after the timeout. Galesburg has Jessica Howard, Catman Cherry, Sarah Baker's back in. Monika Warner and Bailey Boyer, their original starting five, on the floor. It'll be Rock Island's ball into the front court. Let's see if Worley will touch it now. Burnett will take the 18-footer. No. The rebound in the lane is going to be pulled off by Baker. She had trouble with it, but it's picked up by Boyer. Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer with a dribble, crosses center court, holds up left wing. Now to Sarah Baker. Sarah Baker drives all the way to the basket, gets it over to Warner. Warner puts it up. Good. And she's fouled on the play.
Good ball movement. Although, Jim, I almost think Baker should just taking it all the way herself. She had a wide open lane but decided to throw it over the top. Worked out well for the Streaks here as Warner was able to get the two plus the harm. this is the kind of penetration the Streaks need to have if they're going to beat this defensive set by Rock Island. They're playing a straight-up man-to-man. They are able to beat their girls to the lane. They're going to be able to get those passes.
Mynika Warner makes the free throw. Galesburg with its first lead of the game now at 6-4. Full court pressure by the Streaks. In the backcourt now, Mimi Neely dribbles through two girls all the way down. She'll take the running jumper, and it's good. Mimi Neely right over Warner. Back comes Galesburg. Into the front court, Boyer now. Gets the ball to Warner on the high post. She had trouble and then walked with it.
Right there was a breakdown on the Streaks press. They were playing a man-to-man trap the ball on the sidelines press. Baker wasn't able to get over to seal off the trap, and instead of falling back into the defense, they tried to keep the press alive, and unfortunately Warner wasn't able to cut off Mimi Neely, who got an easy two.
Mimi Neely goes out. Amy Myers comes in for the Lady Rocks. Here's Worley now on the left wing against Sarah Baker, but she traveled with the ball.
Good call right there. Jackie Worley tried to make her move on Sarah Baker before she had anywhere to go with it, and ended up shuffling the feet a little bit.
6-6 with 1:10 to go, first quarter. We're all knotted up at John Thiel Gym. Here's Baker now. We'll drive against Worley, and Worley rejects it out of bounds.
Now, the importance of that move right there is Sarah Baker cannot get down on the fact that Jackie Worley's got a long reach and can block shots. You have to have a short memory when you're playing against a bigger player like that, and you've got to be able to take it right back at her because she's not going to block every shot.
Worley goes out. Genesis Johnson in for the Lady Rocks. Still Galesburg's ball. Triggered inbounds by Mangieri to Warner. Top of the key, Bailey Boyer. High post now to Baker. Baker double team, pops it back out to Boyer. Bailey Boyer looking for Howard. She got bumped, and now it's going to go out of bounds, and they'll give the ball to Rock Island. Boy, I tell you, Howard was bumped twice by Amy Myers, and there certainly could have been a whistle there.
There definitely could have, but the Streaks also have to look for Jessica. She was wide open on the wing. Boyer's eyes went right inside, didn't see that Jessica was sitting open because Myers had dropped inside to double up on Warner.
Worley back in, Megan Sheely out for the Lady Rocks. 50 seconds to go, first quarter, 6-6 our score. Right side now, this is Myers. Myers for the Lady Rocks gets it to Genesis Johnson, now to Hoover. High post Burnett, they're looking inside for Worley. Now Warner's going to step outside, step around her, and I think be called for the foul.
Mynika cannot use her hands. She put her hands right in the back of Worley. She's got to be able to slip around Worley without having to put the hand straight on her. She's got to post her up defensively with more of a forearm look.
Warner's first 13 foul on the Streaks. Triggered in by Myers. Top of the key now to Whitney Hoover. Hoover now on the left side to Shatoya Burnett to Worley in the lane, but the ball was knocked away. It'll be Rock Island's ball off one of the Streaks.
Good defense right there. They tried to run an ISO play for Worley right there. They cleared everybody out of the low part of the court and let her post up right in the middle of the lane, Jim.
Comes into Whitney Hoover. The coach's daughter drives inside the three-point line to Worley, who takes the 12-footer. No good. The rebound in the lane. Burnett right back up and through. Oh, Shatoya Burnett with the offensive rebound in the hoop. And it's 8-6 in favor of Rock Island. 14 seconds to go. Now into Warner. And Warner will put it up and through.
Great look by Sarah Baker.
Warner has 4, 6 seconds to go, 5. Burnett in the backcourt, hounded by Mangieri, 1 second to go. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Rock Island 8, Galesburg 8. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Bree Loves.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Well, a stalemate, 8-8 at the end of the first, Eric.
Well, not a lot of scoring in that first one. As you told me during the break, this is typical Western Big Six basketball.
It'll be Galesburg's ball to start the second quarter. Jessica Howard will trigger it in for the Strakes. Again, 8-8 our score. Mynika Warner with four, Jessica Howard with a three-pointer. For the Strakes scoring, Mynika Warner, I should say, has five. She made that free throw. Comes into Sarah Baker here in the left corner. Baker with one dribble, now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now has the ball out at center court. Baker pops out between the rings. Now to Mynika Warner. Warner guarded by Genesis Johnson. She's all over her. And now they get the ball to Sarah Baker. Baker now with the dribble, looking for a pick from Warner. Instead, she'll take the 18-footer, no good. Rebound Jackie Worley for Rock Island. She'll hand the basketball off in the backcourt to Whitney Hoover, and Hoover will work the point for the Lady Rocks. Left side, Genesis Johnson, now to Amy Myers. Myers on the right side to Hoover, looking in for Burnett, who's screaming for the ball. They throw the alley-oop to her, and it goes right over her head. Baker backed off of her, let her go for the ball, but she was nowhere near the ball. She broke one way, and the ball went over her head the other.
Sometimes, ironically enough, that's the best defense to have in the post. When a girl is trying to post up on you and put her body weight on her, just backing off can sometimes throw her balance off, and that's what happened right there.
So the Streaks get it after the turnover. 7:06 to go, second quarter, still at 8-8. Shelby Pacheco back in the game for Galesburg, has the ball on the left wing, and we'll get a 5-second call against her as she had nowhere to pass it to.
Again, picking up the dribble. Well, she even dribbled, but getting the ball stuck out beyond that volleyball line. Bailey Boyer has to take charge here, Jim. Get the ball a little bit far deeper in to get the offensive set started.
Rock Island will come back on the attack left to right. Mimi Neely now working the point. Right side, Amy Myers. Myers looking inside for Burnett, who's guarded by Pacheco. Now to Worley. Worley into Burnett. Burnett now guarded by Warner. Turnaround jumper blocked by Mynika. Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer comes down quickly. Right side, Baker, but Bailey Boyer traveled with the ball.
Just that was a better job by Bailey Boyer. Unfortunately, she shuffled the feet, but she was able to get that one all the way to the wing right there, or near the top of the key, actually, just to the right of the top of the key, and had the offense ready to go, just shuffled the feet, Jim.
Back on the attack comes the Rock. Come the Rock Island Rock. Come on, English teacher. Jackie Worley now has it between the circles to Myers, now to Burnett, who pops out beyond the three-point line, guarded by Pacheco, to Mimi Neely. Left side now to Megan Sheely. Sheely now high post Burnett. Burnett at the foul line. Alley-oop pass down to Neely. And Mimi Neely will put it up and through. Nice pass from Burnett to Neely. And it's 10-8 Rock Island. Back comes Galesburg. Near side now Baker. Alley-oop Warner. And Warner's going to be mugged by Shatoya Burnett.
Good job posting up. However, I don't know if that was the smartest pass right there. Two girls on her double teaming. The Streaks have to watch those entry passes into the post. You don't want to put Mynika in a bad position. And they need to start looking at the weak side. Everybody's focusing in on Mynika. Weak side block is wide open if somebody takes a back cut down to it.
Second on Shatoya Burnett, third team foul. Patricia Harris comes into the game for Rock Island. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Comes in now on the alley-oop pass to Warner. She'll take the jumper, no good. The rebound pops back out to Bailey Boyer of Galesburg, and the Streaks will reset the offense in the front court. Boyer now works the right side, gets a pick from Warner. Looking back now on the give and go to Mynika. Mynika put it up, no! Mynika gets her own rebound, can't control, and now it's going to be saved right back door. Puts it up and through! Oh, great second and third effort by Mynika Warner, and it's 10-10. We're all knotted up. Now the Streaks press, but they beat it easily. Worley comes down, takes the jumper, no good. The rebound, Pacheco. Shelby Pacheco will bring it out for Galesburg. Now holds up in the backcourt, and we'll get a timeout call.
Good call, good timeout call by Coach Massey right there as Bailey Boyer fell down and Pacheco had nowhere to go with the ball.
So Massey, seeing that Boyer was on the floor and that Shelby Pacheco had no one to pass to, calls the timeout. Boy, Mynika Warner was impressive here. She had three girls around her but was able to get that ball and put it down.
Well, Jim, she's starting to look like she's getting a little bit of the the aggressiveness down underneath the basket. She's getting hit a lot in this game, especially when Shatoya Burnett's on her. Shatoya Burnett keeps bodying her up, as well as they've tried throwing Genesis Johnson on her quite a number of times. And she also is bodying up on Mynika, and I think she's getting a little tired of being pushed around down there. She seems to be looking to be a little more assertive. Watch the Rocks come out and press right here off the dead ball timeout. Their full court press bothered the Streaks again, like we've seen all season so far.
Galesburg has Shelby Pacheco. She'll throw it in. Then Catman Jerry waiting for the inbounds pass. Sarah Baker, Mynika Warner, and Jessica Howard. Comes in now to Sarah Baker. Baker in the backcourt will bring it up, and the Rocks are going to drop off. Worley now on Baker. Gets a pick on the near side from Pacheco. Into Warner. Right back up and through. Mynika Warner has nine, and Galesburg leads it 12-10. Stolen by Pacheco on the press. She'll put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco with the shot, and she gets the basket. Now Burnett has trouble in the backcourt. She'll dribble ahead. Gets the ball ahead to Genesis Johnson, who's picked up by Howard. Oh, the Galesburg press worked that time. Now to Mimi Neely. Neely hands the ball over to Genesis Johnson. Now to Burnett. Burnett on the baseline. She looks, tipped away by Pacheco, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Galesburg, and the Streaks force another turnover, and the Galesburg fans rise to their feet. They like what they're seeing.
Great defensive pressure right there by the Streaks, and realistically right there, that was all Shelby Pacheco in a great sequence there. I know Baker made the pass to Warner, but it was set up by a great screen by Pacheco, then the steal, and then the defensive presser down the other end on Burnett.
The last of the famous Pacheco sisters, Shelby Pacheco, doing her family proud tonight. Howard now into the front court for the Silver Streaks on the dribble right side. Boy, Galesburg looking for Warner every time. Now, in the corner, the bounce pass inside to Pacheco. She had it tipped away, and now we're going to get tied up, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball called here, and it'll be Rock Island's ball on the alternating possession. Jim, Pacheco just went in too far there.
She did, and but there was a lot of aggressiveness there, too. She thought she was going to be able to get in and get a good position. They double-teamed in the corner down there, did the Rocks, and Mancheri didn't have a lot to do with the ball. She's got to reverse that one back out to find an open shot.
Mimi Neely now. Galesburg not pressing on that play. Now the ball's going to be tipped away by Mancheri. Neely will drive all the way in the lane. Ball tipped away again. Now it's going to go out of bounds. They'll say it's Rock Island's ball. 14-10. The Streaks with their biggest lead of the game at 4. We have 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the second quarter. We were knotted up at 8 at the end of the first. It'll be triggered inbounds now by Megan Sheely. Sheely looks, gets a pass in now to Genesis Johnson. Johnson back up top now to Mimi Neely, now to Worley. Worley on the left baseline. The pass underneath, up and through by Mimi Neely. Oh, Mimi Neely has 6 points in the game, and it's 14-12 in favor of the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. Sarah Baker has it at center court. Now to Howard on the near side. To Shelby Pacheco right here in front of us. Left corner. Back out to Warner. Now to Baker. Baker now gets away. Here's Howard with the open three-pointer. Left wing no good. The rebound picked up by Howard. But we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Rock Island.
Good job.
No, they're going to call it on Howard.
Oh, wow. I was just going to say good job by Howard following her shot right there. It looked like she was the one who got fouled.
No, we're right.
Okay.
It is going to be against
them. I was going to say. Wow.
It's going to be called against Megan Sheely, her second, the fourth team foul. Comes into Galesburg. Now stolen away from Mancheri. All the way down comes Neely, and she'll put it up and through. Mimi Neely with 8 points in the game, and we're tied again at 14 with 3:18 to go second quarter. Back comes Mancheri now for the Streaks. Bounce pass on the near side to Pacheco. Now to Howard here in front of us. She's double-teamed. Gets a bounce pass out to Sarah Baker. Now out to Mancheri. Mancheri at center court for Galesburg. Looking, spins on her pivot foot, now to Baker. Baker now takes one dribble, gets the ball over to Pacheco. Pacheco back up to Baker. Baker will drive, comes on the near side, now to Howard. Howard now, back out to Pacheco. Galesburg just operating around the perimeter. To Warner on the right baseline, they double team her immediately. Back to Howard, now to Pacheco. Bounce pass to Baker. She'll take the three-pointer, good!
Jim, right there, the Rocks went into a 1-3-1 defense. It's a good defense to trap on the top corners. What the Streaks need to do is Howard needs to start finding herself open in the baseline and on the wings.
Now Sarah Baker knocks the ball away in the backcourt on the press. Tipped away now by Mangieri. It's going to go out of bounds, and they say it goes off the foot of Whitney Hoover of Rock Island, and Galesburg gets the ball again on the turnover.
If the Rocks come back out in the 1-3-1, the Streaks are going to have to work the middle of the floor. It looks like they're going to go back to the man-to-man here, though.
Hoop here would be huge. The Streaks lead it by three. 2:22 to go, second quarter. Inbounds pass now to Howard. Howard to Baker. Baker at center court for Galesburg. Near side, Howard. Now to Shelby Pacheco. Back up top now to Warner. Warner to Bailey Boyer. Boyer with the ball over her head to Howard. She'll take the three-pointer, but we're going to get a whistle.
3 seconds in the lane on Pacheco right there. She got camped out. She was in there a little bit too long. Unfortunately, Pacheco didn't realize Warner was going to stay on that side, so they double posted on the same side. There was no way that they were going to get the ball to Pacheco anyway.
That must be the new emphasis of the IHSA, because I think we've seen more 3 second calls in four games than we saw all last year. So Rock Island will have it after the 3 second Galesburg turnover. Into the front court now. Genesis Johnson, right side Hoover. Looking inside for Burnett. She's guarded by Pacheco. Worley out of the game. Alley-oop pass to Burnett. High post tipped away by Warner. But right back to Mimi Neely. To Burnett. Right side Amy Myers. And we'll get a whistle here. And there it is again. The 3 seconds. This time called against Genesis Johnson.
You can tell when those come because it ends up the offense gets a little stagnant. Always taught in basketball, if you're going to post up in or around the lane, you have to count that in your head and just get in and get out.
Here's a great pass from Pacheco into Warner. Warner wide open underneath, and she'll put it up and through, and Thad Hoover's seen enough. He wants timeout, and he's got Genesis Johnson over there talking to her. Full timeout with a minute 30 to go, second quarter. Galesburg 19, Rock Island 14. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you. What a game. Boy, when the Western Big Six comes to town, you know it's a different brand of basketball and a lot different feel to this game than we saw over the weekend.
Oh, the Streaks have come out way more aggressive in this game. I think Freeport might have been a little bit of a wake-up call. They saw that if they just sit back, they're going to get run all over. And in this game, they've come right out, and the Streaks have looked impressive.
It'll be triggered in now by Rock Island. Full court pressure by the Streaks, but they beat it easily. Mimi Neely all the way down court to Hoover. Now back up top to Shatoya Burnett, guarded by Pacheco. One dribble, she'll take the 10-footer instead. She tried to get the pass underneath to Genesis Johnson, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Jim, an interesting thing about that play right there was there was no 3 seconds called there, and Shatoya Burnett and Genesis Johnson had put up camps in the lane.
They'll get a foul on Mynika Warner. That's bad. Her second. The fourth team foul against the Streaks. Minute 19 to go. Second quarter. Comes into Shatoya Burnett to Amy Myers. Now to Hoover. She'll take the three. No air ball. Rebound though. Genesis Johnson. And she pulls the air ball out and puts it up and through. 19 to 16. Galesburg by three. Back come the Streaks. Near side now. Megan Young is in the game. Bounce pass to Pacheco. Hook shot up. No. The rebound in the lane. Pulled out by Myers. Well, I wonder if Worley's hurt or something. She's not back in there.
Well, she hasn't been very productive so far, and maybe Coach Hoover's trying to make a point that she's got to become more aggressive or she's not going to get in the game.
Into the front court now. This is Whitney Hoover. Hoover high post Burnett. Burnett guarded by Pacheco. Wanda dribble instead to Neely. Neely will put it up, but a foul is going to be called underneath. Boy, every time Burnett gets the ball, she throws it into Mimi Neely, and that has been huge for the Lady Rocks.
Yeah, it seems to be either Mimi Neely or Genesis Johnson. The girls have to be aware of that. Unfortunately, we're seeing whoever's guarding, in this case, Mimi Neely, trailing on the play. You got to see the ball and your man And that's not happening for the girls right now. They're losing sight of the ball, so they don't see when that pass is coming in.
Megan Young, the foul, her first, fifth team foul. Mynika Warner back in. Megan Young out. Mimi Neely made the first free throw. It's now 19-17. Neely will have one more. We're going to get Triona Roberts coming into the game. Shatoya Burnett will go out with 38 seconds to go in the half.
Interesting call here. Mynika Warner back into the game. She's got two fouls, and there's only 38 seconds left to go.
Second free throw good. 19-18, streaks by one. Full court pressure by the Rocks. Comes in now to Warner, back to Pacheco. Ahead, Bailey Boyer, tipped away from her and stolen, picked up by Neely. Back on the attack, Rock Island. Hoover brings it down quickly. Boy, Galesburg turns it over, critical there. Here's Neely with the shot, no good. Gets her own rebound left baseline. Back to Genesis Johnson, now to Hoover. Here's Myers with the three, right corner, no. The rebound, Sarah Baker for Galesburg. 12 seconds to go, second quarter, and we'll get a reach-in foul against Rock Island as Baker was crossing center court.
I think Mimi Neely just bailed Sarah Baker out right there, Jim. Sarah Baker was trying to take it the distance of the floor. She had all kinds of girls coming up fast behind her, and it would have been an easy pick if she would have let Genesis Johnson catch up to her.
Mimi Neely's first foul, 15 foul, 11.2 seconds to go, second quarter. Howard comes into Baker. 10 seconds, 9. Here's Baker dribbling over center court against Myers. She stops. Alley-oop pass to Warner, but a bad pass. Warner, then we're going to get a jump ball. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession with 2.5 seconds to go, and the streak's leading at 19-18.
Jim, girls have to realize, even if you're running the pick and roll, if the pass to Mynika Warner isn't there, you can't just force the ball in there. That we've seen that too many times over the weekend and now into today. They have to recognize if the defense is going to play the front of Mynika Warner, they can't get that pass in.
Here's Sarah Baker now, ready for the inbounds pass. Comes into Warner, one dribble. Now to Baker at the buzzer, no! And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 19 and Rock Island 18. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
It's the end of fall. Get ready for winter pre-owned blowout sale at Yem and Galesburg, and you can't afford to miss it. For 3 days only, Yem's pre-owned cars, vans, trucks, and SUVs will be marked down with savings that makes getting ready for winter driving an affordable reality. Plus, there's over 200 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. At Yem, get an 06 Toyota Corolla for under $12,000 with savings of $2,083. Get an 07 Pontiac Grand Prix for under $13,900 with savings of $2,155. Or get an 06 Chevy Impala for under $7,000 with savings of $2,568. Buying quality pre-owned from YEM means exceptional warranties, including Chrysler Certified and GM Certified's extended warranty with factory bumper-to-bumper coverage for an additional year. Drive the lot, check out the quality vehicles, then see the folks at YEM and save. YEM's three-day end-of-fall Get Ready for Winter pre-owned blowout sale, November 28th, 29th, and December 1st. Don't miss it.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Two locations, North Henderson and Galesburg, and East Main in Galesburg, and by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. See Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Rock Island, Jackie Worley, I guess the story, with no points, and she spent much of the second quarter on the bench, Eric.
She did, and I don't know if there's just an inefficiency on the offense or if she's in the coach's doghouse. I guess we'll find out when she comes back in the second half.
So the Rocks are led in scoring by Mimi Neely. She has 10 points in the game, 4 buckets and 2 free throws. And I tell you, it was Shatoya Burnett who was feeding her and getting the assist on most of those points. Burnett has 4 points, 2 points for Megan Sheely, and 2 points for Genesis Jansen. For the Streaks, they're led in scoring by Mynika Warner, who has 11 first half points. 3 points in the first half, Sarah Baker with a 3-point field goal. Jessica Howard also with a 3-point field goal. And Shelby Pacheco has 2. It was 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Rock Island 11-10 in the second quarter to lead it 19-18. Not a lot of scoring, but both teams pressing. A lot of end-to-end action, a lot of turnovers like we saw last weekend, a typical Western Big Six Conference game.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers, and unfortunately, early in the game, the Galesburg wasn't even able to get into their offensive sets. They were getting stopped way too early, picking up the dribble by the volleyball line out by half court. Can't have that. Bailey Boyer seemed to pick that up once she got back in there in the later part of the first quarter into the second quarter, but the offense hasn't really been there, but with how inefficient they were at the beginning of the game, the fact they weren't getting offensive rebounds, and Shatoya Burnett was having a good game, Jim, I'm sure Coach is happy that they are where they are with a halftime lead.
We want to mention that Friday we'll be on the air with the Hall of Fame ceremony at 6:15, and going into the Hall of Fame this year will be Bobby Hoffman, class of 1957, Jim Lester, GHS class of 1953, Jerry Cato, class of 67, Rodney Allen Blue, class of 76, Nicole P.C. Johnson, class of 96, Michael Hunnigan, class of 96, Catherine Mason, class of 2000, Phil Erickson, who goes in as a coach, and the 1956 boys basketball team, 21-2 during the regular season. That was John Thiel's first team at GHS. And former coach and principal Mike Owens was on that team. It'll be great to see him again this coming Friday night. That will be at 6:15. Dick Lindstrom will conduct those ceremonies, and we'll carry them live here on WGIL. The Streaks then will play Richwoods at 7:30, and we'll have that one for you. That's going to be an interesting game. Galesburg beat Richwoods in this tournament last year, and Richwoods went on and played in the Super Sectional last year, making the Elite Eight. And then our game on Saturday, Galesburg and Metamora, has been changed. That game is going to be on Monday night because the Silver Streaks are accommodating the state championship game of Metamora. Metamora and Illini West are both in the state championship in football, and so the Streaks will play at 7:30 on Monday evening here in John Thiel Gym, so we hope you'll be here for that one. Is that right, 7:30? It is, 7:30. Well, let me double check here. It's either 7 or 7:30. Apparently it's 7 o'clock. Well, I'll double check it, but we'll double check that and get back to you on it. Let's take a break, and we'll go down to the floor, and Eric Gibson will talk to Jackie Howard. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Don't miss Menards' big after Thanksgiving 5-hour sale, 6 to 11 a.m. Friday. You don't have to spend a lot to get a lot for everyone on your list. Save $20 on a Black & Decker lithium-ion cordless screwdriver kit, $9.97. A kids' Build-A-Bear kit, just $6. A 1-gigabyte MP3 player, $9.95. Lounge pants, just $3.98. Hurry for best selection. Don't miss Menards' big 5-hour sale, 6 to 11 a.m. Friday.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Eric Gibson's interview with assistant coach Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Let's go down on the floor to Eric.
Thanks, Jim. I'm here with Coach Howard. Coach, you got to be pretty happy about the defense being played on Jackie Worley right now.
Yeah, I think we definitely had a good first half. You know, we still got to have to play, and we got to keep playing hard and intense and really get after things, and hopefully we'll have good things in the end.
Compared to this weekend, the intensity level seems to be way higher for the girls. Was there some good practice yesterday, or...?
I mean, you know, I think they're excited. It's conference, the band's here, you know. I think we kind of got the first game jitters out of the way, you know, on Friday. I know we were extremely nervous, and you have Saturday. We have a day to rest on Sunday to kind of, relapse, I guess. And then on Monday we came back, got after it. And then, so I think they were just kind of relaxed, and then the hype of conference and just kind of getting after it. We had a good half.
Will we see more of the press in the second half?
I don't know, not right away, but you never know. Okay. So, time will tell.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck. Back to you, Jim.
Our interview with Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. Two locations on North Henderson in Galesburg and on East Main in Galesburg. McDonald's, I'm loving it. We've heard from a lot of people listening on the internet on WGIL.com. I want to say hello to my childhood friend Rick Golbeck listening tonight up in Browerville, Minnesota, up in the frozen north where I'm sure they have snow cover tonight. And also say hello to my daughter Beth Wyman Butler listening up in Sandwich, Illinois tonight. And wherever you are, we're glad to have you with us for Western Big Six Conference basketball. The Streaks tonight against the Rock Island Rocks, 19-18. Is our score in favor of the Silver Streaks at the half. The sophomores won earlier, 62-43 tonight, and Worley is going to come out and start the second half.
She is, and it's going to take a defensive effort from the Streaks like it was in the first half. They're switching underneath. Let's see if that continues. It looks like, Pacheco's in there as well as Mynika Warner, so that we'll see if they continue to switch those inside screens.
Pacheco's in, Mangieri out. That's the only difference in the starting fives for either team. It'll be Rock Island's ball to start the second half. Mimi Neely now comes into the front court, gets it on the far right side to Megan Sheely. Now they come cross court to Neely. Neely now back to Amy Myers. Myers between the circles to Shatoya Burnett on the right side, now to Sheely. Sheely looking in to Worley. Worley, as Warner comes out to get her, hands it off to Burnett. Pacheco tips it away, and the Streaks get it on the turnover. Back on the attack comes Galesburg left to right. Right into Warner. She puts it up over Burnett, no good, but the rebound Pacheco. Pacheco bounce pass out to Howard. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound underneath, controlled by Warner, and she's going to be bumped by Burnett, and I think they'll get Shatoya Burnett for the foul here. If so, it'll be her third.
Great rebounding on the inside right there on the offensive boards by Pacheco and Warner. They both got good position and went right after it.
That'll be the third on Burnett and the first team foul.
Sorry, Jim. It looks like the Rocks are going to throw a bunch of shallow screens, and they're moving Worley around the floor. She's been out high. She was down low, but she was constantly moving. They're going to try to open her up by having Warner trail.
Patricia Harris in. It should say Genesis Johnson in. Burnett out. Here's Howard with the three after the inbounds pass. No good. The rebound controlled by Genesis Johnson of Rock Island. Back on the attack come the Lady Rocks. This will be Mimi Neely bringing the ball over the timeline. Neely out to Worley. Worley standing in front of the scorers table here at John Thiel Gym as Rock Island's going from right to left. Now to Roberts. Now they get it to Worley. Worley back up top, now to Neely. 6:55 to go in the third quarter. No scoring yet in the second half. 19-18 in favor of Galesburg. Now Jackie Worley. She's guarded by Warner outside the three-point line right side. Now to Mimi Neely. She drives in against Baker all the way to the basket. Lost the ball. Picked up by Warner. Warner dribbles out of danger, now to Bailey Boyer. Here comes Boyer back down left to right. Boyer will hold up, hit Warner on the trailer, and Warner will go right side to Howard. Howard's missed two threes in a row. Into Pacheco. Pacheco will put it up. No, but she's going to be fouled.
Good ball movement right there. We saw him go around the horn, and I think if Howard would have thrown the pass inside right away, Pacheco would have had an easy two. Unfortunately, she hesitated, let the defense get back. She was able to still get it to Shelby, but Shelby got fouled on the shot, so she's going to have to earn them from the stripe.
Amy Myers first. That's the second team foul. Shelby Pacheco, who's a 71% free throw shooter so far this year, makes the first. Makes it 20-18 streaks. Second in the air, it's also good. Pacheco with four. 21-18 Galesburg. 6:26 to go here in the third quarter. Oh, a win tonight would be huge for the streaks. A huge confidence builder going back into the tournament and Richwood's this weekend. Now to Worley inside. Worley has it tipped away by Warner. Out to Myers. Myers breaks away left wing, and we'll get a whistle here in 3 seconds. It's going to be called against Rock Island.
Again, and I like the way that Monika Warner is playing defense against Jackie Worley right now, Jim. Coach Hoover has decided he's going to try to keep her outside in order to get Monika Warner to chase. Monika's laying off, staying inside, and making her prove she can shoot.
Here's Howard, takes a 17-footer right baseline as Galesburg beats the press. The rebound, Worley. She was too quick getting that one up. Hands to Burnett, now to Mimi Neely. Back comes Rock Island right to left. And to the right side, they get it to Roberts. Triona Roberts drives the baseline. She lost it, but Worley picks it up. She'll put the jumper up good. That's the first points of the game for Jackie Worley, coming with 5:45 left in the third quarter of play. Now Galesburg turns it over as the press works that time for the Lady Rocks. Back on the attack comes Mimi Neely. 21-20. The streaks lead it by one. On the right side, Genesis Johnson gets it down to Burnett. Turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound is going to be tipped back out and picked up by Howard. And we're going to get a pushing foul called here against Rock Island.
Again, great defense by Warner right now. She's laying off. The important thing is going to be here, though, that when Jackie Worley moves, she's getting back screens. The girls have to call out the screen so that Monika's aware, or they have to straight up switch. Also, the one time Worley got it in on the post, it was a good job by the guard to drop down.
Worley called for the foul, her first third team foul. Now Warner had the ball. Looked like she almost traveled, but we're going to get a foul before the travel.
It was on Genesis Johnson, and she just got a little too aggressive, and I agree with you. She bailed out Monika Warner. It looked for sure like she was going to travel right there.
Johnson's first fourth team foul. Streaks will try it again in the front court. Comes into Sarah Baker. Bounce pass back out now to Bailey Boyer to Baker. Baker cross-court now to Pacheco. Into the left corner to Howard. Now to Pacheco outside the three-point line. Here's Howard with a three-point shot. In and out, no good. The rebound picked up by Warner. She gets it back to Howard. She'll fire it again. No. The tip up by Baker, and we'll get a whistle and a foul against Sarah Baker here. She was on the back of Triona Roberts.
I don't particularly like that foul call right there, because both Sarah Baker and Roberts were both inside right there, Jim, and they both had a chance to go up for that ball. They tipped it away, and it wasn't a lot of contact. And I thought that was a great hustle play by Monika Warner to keep that ball alive. And I sure Coach Hoover cringed when he saw Jessica Howard get two wide open looks at the three.
First on Sarah Baker, first team foul. Worley goes out. Whitney Hoover, the coach's daughter, back in for Rock Island. In the paint to Burnett. She's going to be bumped by Warner. Warner's going to foul her, and that'll be Meinika's third. And the second team foul of Burnett will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Oh, boy.
The unfortunate thing there, Jim, straight up and down, if Meinika was straight up and down, there's no way that Shatoya Burnett was going to get that ball over her hands. She decided to try to slap at it and hit her in the forearm.
Burnett misses the free throw. Warner's going to go out. Katarina Mangieri in. So the streaks will have Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Kat Mangieri, Jessica Howard, and Bailey Boyer. One more for Shatoya Burnett. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound is going to be pulled down by Rock Island's Genesis Jansen. She tried to save it off a streak, but stepped on the end line. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Full court pressure as Burnett goes out, playing with three fouls for Rock Island. Comes into Mangieri, ahead to Bailey Boyer. Boyer down quickly, all the way to the basket, puts it up, no! The rebound underneath, controlled by Genesis Jansen of the Lady Rocks. Now to Roberts. Triona Roberts brings it down. Right side now, gets it over to Mimi Neely. Mimi Neely with the ball, works against Howard. Up top to Jansen. Now into Roberts. Roberts in the paint over Boyer, puts it up and through. Triona Roberts off the bench, putting it up for her first points of the game. 22-21. Rock Island takes the lead by 1 point. 4:12 to go here in the third quarter. Now Mangieri had trouble out front. Gets the ball to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now on the dribble up top against Roberts. Gets a pick on the right side all the way to the baseline, but she's going to be bumped by Rock Island's 42, and I don't have a 42 on my roster, do you?
No, I think I'm 42 lists as well. If Sarita Goldsmith, I'm guessing that's her sophomore number, is 42.
Anyway, she's going to go out.
I was just going to say, Worley and Shatoya Burnett were out for a long period of time there, Jim.
Burnett back in, Worley still on the bench. Now Howard's going to throw it away, trying to get a pass out to Baker, and Galesburg turns it over. Back on the attack comes Mimi Neely. Neely now gets it on the right side to Genesis Jansen. Now to Hoover, the coach's daughter, with the ball over her head. Now they come into Burnett. Burnett against Pacheco. And a great move in the paint. She puts it up and through. Chatoya Burnett has 6 points. And now we're going to get a whistle and a travel called against the Streaks after the inbounds pass. And Massey's going to talk it over. Timeout on the floor. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. It's 24-21, Rock Island by three. What do you think?
Well, that was a great post move by Burnett, and I think she could dominate with that post move all day long because the girls are biting on it. The girls have to stay down, and they have to deny the ball to Shatoya Burnett when she's that low on the block. I had a coach once tell me that when it comes to post defense, especially, 90% of defense is played before your man gets the ball. If the Streaks do a better job of denying the ball, the entry feed into Burnett, it will really stymie what Rock Island's going to be able to do today. Worley's been on the bench for an extended period of time here, Jim. That's not promising for Rock Island if the Streaks can get on a roll.
So after the Galesburg 30-second timeout, the Streaks will come back trailing now by 3, 24-21, and they will put the pressure on Rock Island as the Lady Rocks will have the inbounds underneath their own basket. Here in front of us on the west side of the gym, Triona Roberts will throw it in right into Burnett underneath, who puts it up and through over Pacheco. Chatoya Burnett has 8 points, and now we'll get a bump in the backcourt as Bailey Boyer is bumped by Triona Roberts. And again, we're seeing the Streaks fall victim to a little bit of that physical play.
Poor post defense right there as Pacheco was on the wrong side of the ball. You got to stay between your man and the ball. She let herself get on the weak side, and she got pinned for an easy two by Burnett.
Comes into Sarah Baker. Roberts on her. Ahead now to Mangieri on the right side. Mangieri, double team, bounce pass to Baker. Baker now take the 17-foot jumper. No. Rebound Mangieri. She brings it out, just double dribbled it. And they'll make the call. It'll be made by Rodney Tatum of Davenport.
The Streaks have to find a way to generate some offense with Warner on the bench. She was really effective at getting in there and getting some points and also keeping balls alive. They've got to find a way to get some points without her in there.
The right side now to Triona Roberts. Roberts guarded by Bailey Boyer. High post Burnett guarded by Pacheco. Now double teamed as Howard comes to help out. Back out to Mimi Neely to Hoover. The Rocks in the front court with 3 minutes to go third quarter. They lead it by five. That's their biggest lead of the game. Into Burnett. All the way to the hoop over Pacheco. Good. Boy, Shatoya Burnett is just eating up Shelby Pacheco. And now we'll get a whistle and a foul called here, and Massey's going to take another timeout. 2:53 to go third quarter. There's timeout on the floor with a score. It's Rock Island 28, Galesburg 21. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Bob O'Connor for WGIL, reminding you that 5 free passes to the movie Twilight will be awarded to teens on December 2nd at the Public Library. For a chance to win, write your entry at the reference desk. 1 entry per person per day, please. For full details, check our online calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Our guys yet to score a field goal in the third quarter. Two free throws by Shelby Pacheco, and it's been the Shatoya Burnett show, Eric.
It has. Early in the game, Galesburg was limiting her to outside jump shots, which she proved she couldn't hit. Now she's burying herself down low and getting some easy baskets inside.
Galesburg almost lost it after the inbounds. Now they do lose it as it's tipped away from Bailey Boyer. Ball goes on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. The Streaks will have it as Warner is back into the game. The Streaks have Shelby Pacheco, Mynika Warner, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Bailey Boyer. It'll be thrown in now by Sarah Baker, looking, still looking, and now she'll come all the way out to Bailey Boyer, and Boyer will set it up at center court for Galesburg. Now to Mynika Warner, left side Pacheco into Warner. Warner's going to be hit, and we're going to get a foul called here against Roberts. Boy, Triona Roberts is the hatchet girl out there.
She is. She's running from girl to girl and just getting a little slap in.
She pressures the ball every time on the point on the press. That's going to be the seventh team foul, so Mynika Warner will go to the free throw line. The second foul on Triona Roberts. Warner is 1-for-1 from the line tonight. She's a 70% shooter on the year. She'll get the one in bonus here. It's on the way, and it's good.
Good shot by Warner. This is going to be key for the Streaks, is to get the ball to Warner at this point. Worley still has not come back into this game. And Warner could dominate if she's able to get some open looks. Genesis Johnson's been on her most of the game, but Mynika has been able to take advantage of that matchup.
Warner makes them both, so it's 28-23, lead down to 5. Worley still on the bench for Rock Island, but Burnett has picked up the slack. Burnett on the high post front court, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called here. Boy, it almost looked like she traveled before the foul.
Well, and additionally, Jim, the Streaks have to realize she's going to the basket. They keep guarding her high. She wants to go right to that post. They're going to have to do something to stop that.
Pacheco will pick up the foul. That's her fourth and the eighth team foul against the Silver Streaks. I should say the first team foul against third team foul against the Silver Streaks. There we go. Now, back on the attack comes Rock Island. They have the ball in the front court with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Over on the right side to Worley, who's come back into the game. Now to Hoover. Hoover thought about the three. Back to Worley. Worley will take the three-pointer. No. The rebound, though, is going to be picked up by Roberts. She puts it right back up. No air ball. And it's pulled off by Sarah Baker. Back on the attack come the Silver Streaks. To Bailey Boyer. Boyer now into the front court for Galesburg. Holds up now. Double-teamed. Gets the ball to Sarah Baker. Baker now looking with a minute 40 to go third quarter. Now a bounce pass to Shelby Pacheco, to Warner, who's top of the key. Now to Sarah Baker. Baker looking in for Pacheco, but instead comes to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now still on the dribble up top with a minute 27. Now she'll go all the way to the basket. She was hit by Worley. The ball goes off of Bailey Boyer out of bounds, and it's going to be Rock Island's ball. Boy, Bailey Boyer just got to be tougher and stronger and go in harder.
She does. And additionally, Sarah Baker's got to start looking for a dribble drive. No respect by Mimi Neely. She's all over her like glue, and she needs to just go right by her when she gets up into her that close.
Rock Island with a 5-point lead. They have the basketball. Whitney Hoover now at center court, guarded by Howard. Now to Worley. Worley guarded by Warner, takes the jumper, air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg. They say it went off Triona Roberts.
Worley looking for a shot a lot more since she's checked back into the game here. We've seen her jack up a three and now a short little jumper. Must be an emphasis that Coach Hoover's looking for here.
Back on the attack come the Streaks. Left to right or west to east. Now Pacheco has it up top. Shelby now guarded by Burnett, and Burnett bumped her. And that's going to be all for Shatoya Burnett. She's out. Oh, no, that's only her fourth. Oh, I thought it was her fifth.
Well, I'm sure Coach Massey was hoping that you were right on that one there. Jim, because he would love to see her go out with how physical she's been on the inside.
Eighth team foul. It's going to send Shelby Pacheco to the free throw line. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Free throw on the way, and this one's around and no good. Rebound Warner, though, right back up. Mynika Warner has 15. 28-25. The streak's back to within three. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Back on the attack now comes Rock Island. This is Neely into the front court to Whitney Hoover. Hoover gets away from Baker, and we're going to get carrying the ball against the coach's daughter, Whitney Hoover. That'll be a lecture over breakfast tomorrow. Howard goes out. Catman Jerry comes back in. The streaks will have Man Jerry, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and Mynika Warner. We're going to get a whistle and a 30-second timeout called by Rock Island.
Jim, great job by Mynika Warner on that last-miss free throw. She did a good job of jumping the lane. The girls weren't ready. It looked like Rock Island thought it was supposed to be a two-shot foul, as a lot of the Rock Island girls kind of stood their place. Mynika was able to get in there and be very aggressive with getting to the ball. The streaks are going to have to take advantage, though, Jim, on the offensive end. Burnett's out. She's been the main force on the inside that hasn't allowed the girls to post up. I'd like to see Pacheco go inside a little bit more, since she's going to have probably a smaller player on her, because it looks like Worley might take Mynika Warner right here.
So the streaks come back out. They'll have the ball here, trailing by three with 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Howard set to throw it in, now pops it into Sarah Baker in the backcourt. She's guarded by Triona Roberts. Now Baker gets down to Pacheco in the left corner, looking inside for Warner. Instead out to Howard. She'll take the three, no! The rebound's going to be picked up by Mimi Neely. Neely now will bring it back for Rock Island with 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Rock Island leads by three, pressured by Baker. Near side, Whitney Hoover. 10 seconds to go. Hoover drives right around Howard. Now stops top of the key. Right side, Roberts. Now they tried to get it inside to Genesis Johnson. Intercepted by Pacheco. Sarah Baker will throw it down court, but to no avail, and that's the end of the third quarter. With a score, it's Rock Island 28 and the Silver Streaks 25. This is Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Rock Island outscores Galesburg 10-6 in the third quarter. The Streaks only with one field goal, that by Mynika Warner.
Yeah, the Streaks weren't able to get the offense started in that quarter right there. And part of the reason was, Jim, Mynika Warner committed an early foul. That ended up being her third foul. Coach Massey took her out for a large chunk of that third quarter, brought her back in at the end, and the offense seemed to flow a little bit better. We're going to have to see her stay out of foul trouble.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. Jessica Howard will throw it in at center court. Gets it into Sarah Baker, right under to Warner. Turnaround jumper, good!
Great ball movement. Good job by Warner taking it strong to the hole.
17 points for Mynika Warner. Back comes Worley. She'll put it up on the baseline, and she's going to be fouled on the play.
Got to recognize where Worley is on the floor. She's had a silent night so far, Jim, but you still have to know where she is. You don't want her to be the one that comes up in the fourth quarter and burns you.
Jessica Howard picks up the personal. That'll be the fourth team foul. Here's Jackie Worley at the free throw line. She has 2 points in the game. That's it. And she misses the free throw. She'll get one more here.
Box out. This has been a problem for the Streaks all season. It's not boxing out on the free throw, especially with Worley at the line.
Burnett is on the bench. Second one is good. 29-27, a two-point lead. Rock Island drops off. They have that two-point lead. Here comes Bailey Boyer. Boyer now comes over the timeline, left side Pacheco. Shelby Pacheco, top of the key, Baker. She'll take the three in and out. No, the rebound in the lane is going to be picked up by Triona Roberts. She's tied up by Pacheco, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll belong to the Streaks. Oh, nice play by Pacheco.
It was great play by Pacheco, and she's been very aggressive with the ball so far. Going after the ball so far.
Now Shatoya Burnett will come back in. Genesis Johnson goes out for the Lady Rocks.
You'd like to see the Streaks go right at Burnett. She's got four fouls. Get her out of the game. On the offensive end, you want to go right at her, try to draw a foul on her.
Back on the attack comes Hoover for Rock Island. Over center court to Mimi Neely. Neely now gets it out to Burnett between the rings. Right side now to Roberts. She'll drive inside. Tried to get it to Worley. The ball went right through Worley's hands. Now into Burnett as Worley picked it back up. Turnaround jumper. Shatoya Burnett is good. She has 12, and it's 31-27. Burnett has been the difference in this game. No doubt about it.
She's got some nice post moves in there, Jim. She does a good job with her footwork. She gets herself square. Almost would like to show this tape to Monika and tell her, watch this footwork.
Worley goes out. Genesis Johnson back in. Streaks have it in the front court. Sarah Baker to Warner in the right corner. She throws a pass back up top to Howard. Jessica Howard now on the dribble, guarded by Hoover. Now to Pacheco, left wing, with 6:50 to go in the game. To Warner, to Baker, backdoor Pacheco, up goal! Shelby Pacheco has six. A great backdoor pass from Baker, and now Rock Island throws it away in the backcourt.
Good job by Pacheco on the cut. They found her wide open underneath the hoop. Great job running the offense. And in fact, Burnett was trailing her, but couldn't be too aggressive because she's got those four fouls.
Ginsburg with a chance to tie or take the lead. Baker now in the front court. Gets it out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer for the Streaks with the ball over her head to Sarah Baker. Baker on the right side for Galesburg. Now to Boyer. Boyer guarded by Burnett, or Pacheco. Guarded by Burnett. Now to Boyer. Bounce pass left side Baker. She'll take the 17-footer. No, but a whistle away from the action on the floor.
Good job of the ball movement. Unfortunately, the girls haven't been able to hit from outside the lane. I would like to see the shooting percentage from outside the lane. I don't think it's very good in this game.
They're going to get Roberts, Triona Roberts of Rock Island, her third.
Two big free throws coming right here as Worley comes back into the game for Burnett. Coach Hoover gets her off the floor in a hurry. But two big free throws from Baker. If she hits these two, tie it, pull it even, and look to go.
I think it's only the ninth team foul. I think it'll be a 1-1. Let's see. Here it is, and it's good. Well, she is going to get through. 4 points for Sarah Baker. She can tie it with this one. 31-30, Rock Island. Rodney Tatum hands her the ball. The number 12 on her white uniform. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound, Genesis Johnson. And now we'll get traveling on Genesis Johnson. Nobody near her. That's a second straight turnover. They've had nobody near them in the backcourt, and they turned it over.
Unforced turnovers. They can kill a team in crunch time. Let's hope that works to our advantage, or to the Streaks' advantage in this one.
Megan Sheely in, Triona Roberts out for the Lady Rocks. It's Galesburg's ball right under the scoreboard. Sarah Baker will toss it in right into Warner. She'll put it up. No! But she's fouled on the play.
That was a nerve-wracking pass right there. She threw it right into the pressure. Luckily, Monika was able to pull it out and get her hands up and get that shot in the air. Got the foul called.
So Genesis Johnson, second, 10th team foul. Two free throws now for Monika. Excuse me, Eric.
No problem, Jim. This is the person you want at the free throw line.
She missed
and
it.
And I jinxed her.
She was 3-for-3 before that one. Come on, Monika, tie this thing up. 31-30. Rock Island by one with 6:20 to go. Second one in the air, and it's good. We're tied at 31 as Shatoya Burnett, playing with four fouls, come back into the game. Galesburg's going to drop off and will not press. 31 all. 6:18 to go in the basketball game. Mimi Neely into the front court to Burnett between the circles. Right side, Whitney Hoover. Hoover back up top, now to Sheely. Megan Sheely, now to Mimi Neely. Right corner, Hoover. Bounce pass into Burnett. Bad pass, and it's intercepted by Howard. The Streaks get it on the turnover. Bailey Boyer back into the front court. Back up top, Baker. Warner goes down on the floor in the lane. Right side, Howard. Bounce pass to Warner. She'll put it up. No, but she's going to be fouled underneath.
Who's the foul coming on here, Jim? Because it's on Burnett. She's gone.
It's either Worley or Burnett. It'll be Worley, her second. 11th team foul, and Mineika Warner will shoot two more and a chance to give the Streaks the lead. A 71% free throw shooter coming into the action tonight. It's on the way, and it's good.
This is the aggressiveness that Mineika Warner lacked all weekend. We didn't see her attack like this. She had spurts where she attacked like this on the offensive end, but wasn't consistent. She's been great this game. She's getting the ball. She's taking it strong to the hoop. She's picking up fouls. And if she gets half her points at the free throw line, that's never a bad thing.
One more for Warner. Here it is. And it's good. 20 points for Mineika Warner. 33-31 Galesburg with 5:49 to go in the game. Burnett in the backcourt as the Streaks press. Ahead to Mimi Neely. Down court to Johnson. Now Neely to Burnett. Burnett thought about the three. Instead drives inside. Drives the hoop. Puts it up. No good. And we'll get a whistle inside.
Bad play right there by the Streaks. If Shatoya Burnett wants to take that three-point, you've got to let her take the three-point. You can't give her the wide-open lane to the basket.
That's going to be Pacheco, isn't it? Isn't that five? No, that's not on Pacheco. Free throw by Burnett is no good. In fact, I'm looking at the wrong 44. That's only her first. 15 foul. One more for Shatoya Burnett. She's missed three in a row.
Got to box her out here.
It's on the way, and it's good. 33-32. Galesburg by one with 5:37 to go in the game as Triona Roberts comes back in for the Lady Rocks, and Burnett goes out. Galesburg's ball, they get full court pressure now from Rock Island. Comes into Bailey Boyer. Boyer now is going to lose the ball off her foot, out of bounds, right in front of the scorer's table.
We've seen this way too much from Bailey Boyer. She has got to dribble that ball strong. Coach Hoover playing the offense defense with Burnett right now. He's getting her on the floor whenever he can for offensive possessions and pulling her out if they're going the defensive way.
Yeah, Roberts does the defense, Burnett the offense. Here's Mimi Neely. Rock Island trails by one. Burnett with the ball up front, guarded by Baker. Now to Amy Myers. Myers for Rock Island against Bailey Boyer. Now to Genesis Johnson, and we'll get a whistle and a timeout called by Rock Island. This will be a full timeout with 5:18 to go in the game. It's Galesburg 33, Rock Island 32. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@wgil.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL Galesburg. Glad you could be with us tonight. What a honey of a game. The Streaks lead at 33-32, 5 minutes, 18 seconds to go in this one. Evan Massey walking halfway out on the court. He wants to get a last word in with his girls.
Give them the advice it takes to get down this last 5:18. It's crunch time. Let's see how the girls perform.
Rock Island's ball after the full timeout. Neely comes into the front court for the Lady Rocks. To Amy Myers, high post Burnett. Burnett spins at the foul line. She'll drive inside, put it up good. Oh, 15 points for Shatoya Burnett. And it's 34-33 Rock Island with 5 minutes to go in the game. Shelby Pacheco on the left side. Comes top of the key, Howard. She'll take the three-pointer. Yeah!
Way
Jessica
downtown.
Howard with the NBA three. Her second of the ball game. And it's 36-34 Silver Streaks. Back comes Rock Island. Here's Burnett on the high post. Inside to Johnson. And Genesis Johnson puts it up and through.
That can't happen on the 2-3. The Streaks are playing 2-3 right now. You can't let that interior feed go that way.
Howard now on the left side. Thought she was going to fire another one. Back up top now to Baker. The Streaks in the front court. Left side, Jessica Howard. Now to Pacheco in the corner. To Warner. Picked up top of the key, now to Baker. Now to Howard. She will take the three again. No. The rebound in the lane tipped out to Warner. She'll take the jumper up. No good. The rebound fought for, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Rock Island.
Great job right now by Mynika going after the ball, Jim. She's doing a great job. No matter where she is, she's going for rebounds on the offensive end, and it's ended up in a lot more free throws for her.
Mynika Warner will shoot two. She's had four fourth-quarter free throws and has made three of them. Free throw on the way is good. The foul is against Amy Myers, her second. So Warner now with 21 points. The streak's back up on top, 37-36. Second one on the way, and it's good. Mynika Warner with 22, 38-36 silver streaks with 4:09 to go here in the ball game. Back into the front court, Mimi Neely for Rock Island. Gets it to Genesis Johnson up top. Johnson now, right side Myers. Myers for the Lady Rocks. Comes down to Neely, right corner. Inside to Worley. She couldn't control. Picked up by Bailey Boyer. They turn it over. Boyer now dribbles back center court. Over the timeline, guarded by Neely. Now to Sarah Baker. Baker has Howard all alone on the left side. Now to Warner. She pops out high post. Left side Baker looking inside for Warner. Instead, Howard with the three. No. The rebound controlled underneath by Genesis Johnson. And the Lady Rocks will come back. Shatoya Burnett will bring it up top for Rock Island. Oh, I missed that tattoo on her left arm. I like that. Now to Neely. They get it back up top to Amy Myers. Inside Worley. And Worley's going to be fouled by Warner. No.
Can't have that foul. Cannot have that foul. Just stay behind her. If you're Mynika Warner, you've got to just let her have that interior feed. She hasn't been shooting well. Make her shoot over the top of you. She's struggled shooting over the top of Mynika.
Fourth on Mynika. Only the sixth team foul. Comes into Worley on the inbound. Turnaround jumper, baseline, air ball. Worley's thrown up two air balls here in the second half. Rebound pulled down by Warner. Ahead now to Baker. Baker drives all the way in. Pull up jumper. Yeah!
Great job by Baker dribbling that one in. I thought she was going to try to dish it to Pacheco, but she had the wide open 10-footer. She nailed it.
6 points for Sarah Baker. 40-36 Galesburg. 2:57 to go in the game. Right side now, Genesis Johnson into Neely, but Neely's going to be pushed by Boyer.
Bad foul right there by Boyer. Bailey came in. She was late on the defense, put her hands right in the back, and caused the foul. If she would just let her head, it looked like Mimi Neely was just going to try to shoot a fadeaway jumper.
Neely two for two from the free throw line. We'll get a substitution. Triona Roberts back in. Worley out. I wonder if Worley might be sick. She just does not look like she did last year. Having a rough game tonight. So now they say the one in bonus instead of two for Mimi Neely. Again, 10 points for her in the game, and she made it.
Pacheco's ready to throw that one in off the... But she gets one more, Shelby.
40-37. The streak's by three. Megan Sheely is going to come back in for Rock Island. Amy Myers out. So Burnett is still in there, but Worley out. Triona Roberts, Genesis Johnson, Neely, Burnett, and Sheely. Here's the second one, and it's good. Boy, this Mimi Neely is a great player. 40-38, full court pressure by Rock Island. Baker brings it up against Roberts, gets over the 10-second line. Roberts still on her. Now the dribble, Baker all the way to the basket. No, she missed the easy one. Rebound controlled by Warner, and she's going to be bumped by Genesis Johnson. And Johnson picks up her third foul, and Mynika Warner will go back to the line and shoot two.
Great job getting that offensive board right there. She's been able to root herself in there, get a lot of rebounds. Baker, I like the dribble penetration right there on Baker. She got it all the way to the rim. Not a bad shot, even though she missed it.
This is Mynika Warner's coming up party tonight, I think, Eric.
I agree. She looked fabulous.
Free throw's good. She's made six in a row from the free throw line in the fourth quarter for the Streaks. She has 23 points in the ballgame. Makes it 41-38 Galesburg. One more free throw for the 6'1 junior, Mynika Warner. It's in the air, and she missed it. The rebound's going to be picked up by Triona Roberts of Rock Island. Outlet pass, Mimi Neely. Here come the Lady Rocks. Right side, Worley. Worley takes the fifth jumper. Good. Oh, nothing but net that time. by Jackie Worley. She has five, and it's 41-40. Galesburg with 2:24 to go in the game. Bounce pass left side, Pacheco. She gets away, takes the 10-footer, good!
Good job. Worley was a little too over-aggressive, went for the steal, left Pacheco wide open. She was able to hit the short mid-range jumper.
Pacheco with 8 points, 43-40 Galesburg with 2 minutes to go in the game. Triona Roberts at center court to Shatoya Burnett, now to Worley. Worley now breaks away right side, but she walked with it.
She got leaning a little bit too much to the baseline right there. She thought she was going to be able to dribble past Pacheco, wasn't able to. Tried to pull it back, and it was too late. She'd already committed the traveling violation.
Worley's going to go out. Whitney Hoover in. So Worley on the bench. Shelby Pacheco against full court pressure, and she gets it into Warner. Warner now holds onto the ball in the backcourt right here in front of us and gets it to Bailey Boyer to Baker. Here's Baker against Roberts. Get it over the timeline, girls. Still not over the timeline. Now they get it ahead to Pacheco into the front court. Pacheco now looking, hands it off to Baker. Big defense now by Rock Island in front of the bench, and we'll get a timeout called by Evan Massey. The Streaks double-teaming the ball. That's a full timeout with a minute 38 to go in the game. It's Galesburg 43, Rock Island 40. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Rock Island picked by many as the team that would challenge Moline in the Western Big Six Conference, but they trail here 43-40. Galesburg leads it with a minute 38 to go in the game. The Streaks are going to turn it over right on the inbounds pass. Comes down court. Triona Roberts has it. She's going to go out of bounds. No whistle on the call. Rock Island wants a foul call. They're not going to get it as Pacheco bumped into Roberts, and Galesburg's going to get the ball back. Good. And Thad Hoover is all over the official. It'll be triggered in bounds now by Pacheco. Gets it into Warner in the backcourt. Now back to Pacheco to Sarah Baker. Here comes Baker still in the backcourt. Now to Warner. Minute 24 to go. Over the timeline, Baker. Baker, left side, Howard. Howard's going to take the three. Yeah!
Huge three-pointer right there from the wing from Howard. She drained it from deep.
Oh, the dagger! And it's 46-40 Streaks. On the drive, Neely. She'll put it up, no good. Rebound underneath, Genesis Johnson. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here, I think, against Manika. It will be, and that'll be her fifth. She's gone. Oh, no.
Big loss here for the Streaks. Minute three left. You'd like to have your best free throw shooter still on the floor. Unfortunately, Manika's going to have to go to the bench with a foul right there. It's up by six with just over a minute to go. You cannot be committing those fouls if you're Manika Warner with how valuable of a game you had. And she's going to get a standing ovation from the Galesburg Street crowd here.
The fans rise to their feet. At the free throw line is going to be Genesis Johnson. She'll shoot two here. 2 points in the game, 0 for 2 from the line, and she missed it. Oh, it's the 1-1. She gets her own rebound. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Roberts up, no! The rebound, Shelby Pacheco for Galesburg. Pacheco now brings it down, hands it to Sarah Baker with 52 seconds to go in the game. To Howard on the left wing. Back up top, Sarah Baker.
The clock's your friend, Jim.
Pardon me?
The clock's your friend.
Yep, 42 seconds to go. And now Howard's going to be fouled at center court by Whitney Hoover. And Howard will go to the free throw line.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off there. They were doing a good job working the clock there. And I thought it looked like they were going to get a little too aggressive and try to go in with it. But a good job holding it around. Now only 40 seconds left with six-point advance. Chance for Howard to add on to that.
Worley getting ready to come back in. Howard will have two free throws here. She's 100% so far this year, and she makes it. points for Howard, including two threes in the fourth quarter. Jackie Worley in, Shatoya Burnett out for the Lady Rocks. 47-40 Silver Streaks with 40.7 seconds to go. One more free throw for Jessica Howard. She eyes it good.
She's got such a sweet stroke, Jim. She's able to stroke it from deep, and sometimes those three-point shooters can't hit it from the free throw line. It's a little too close for him, not Jessica Howard.
Whitney Hoover comes back in, so it's Hoover, Shatoya Burnett, Jackie Worley, Amy Myers, and Sheely, Megan Sheely. Burnett has it top of the key, into Worley. Worley, turn around, jump shot, good. Jackie Worley now with seven, and they call timeout immediately.
No, it's foul on Sarah Baker, Jim. She's going to go to the line for the chance of a three-point play. Bad foul by Baker. She tried to block the shot. She's just got to give that one to Worley. Only 28.8 seconds left. Don't send her to the line to score points if the clock stops here.
Ninth team foul. So Worley will go to the free throw line with the attempt at the three-point play and a chance to narrow it down here to a five-point lead. 28.8 seconds to go. You get the feeling Galesburg's got to score at least one more time.
And he's going to have to rebound here.
Free throw's missed. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Galesburg. They say it went off Genesis Johnson, and she expresses her displeasure.
Pacheco's got a box out there. She didn't get it. Into Johnson. Johnson was able to get by her, unluckily for the Streaks, out on the rocks.
Comes in now to Howard. Howard couldn't hold on. It was tipped away by Rock Island. Full court pressure in the backcourt by the Lady Rocks. Pacheco on the inbounds pass. Looking, she'll throw the baseball pass to Baker. It's over her head, and it's going to go out of bounds, and Rock Island will get it back on the turnover. Oh, Galesburg cannot beat this Rock Island press when they need to most.
Sarah Baker has to understand that if you're going to run that fly pattern off of the inbounds pass, she's got to run through the ball. Just like a wide receiver in football, you've got to run through the ball. She stopped, and the ball went right over her head.
Worley had gone out. Now she comes back in. It's going to be Rock Island's ball in the front court. Shatoya Burnett will trigger it in with 26 seconds to go in the game. Galesburg leading it by six. Comes in now to Megan Sheely. Sheely to Burnett on the right side against Pacheco. Here's Burnett right back to Sheely in the corner to Burnett. And we'll get a whistle in 3 seconds is going to be called against Genesis Johnson. Oh, that takes courage right there to call that one, Dave Frackleton of Peoria. Now it'll be thrown in by Pacheco to Sarah Baker with 15 seconds to go, and we'll get a whistle and a reach-in foul here.
Free throws the rest of the way, most likely for the Streaks. They're going to have to hit. Up by six, 13 seconds to go. These two could put the nails in the coffin.
Worley with her third foul. Sarah Baker's going to go to the line and shoot two here. She's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 6 points in the game for her tonight. Here's Sarah Baker's free throw, and it's good.
Big free throw, clutch by Baker. Good job. Now, no fouls by the Streaks. They have to come down, play contested defense, but stay out of fouls. Don't want to give the Rocks any points with the clock stopped.
13.3 seconds to go. I don't know. They bring the official over here. I don't know what if we have a problem with the clock or what the deal is. The officials now are going to confer.
How many timeouts maybe the Rocks have?
Then they're going to bring a substitution. Okay. Triona Roberts in. Going out is going to be Megan Sheely. At any rate, Sarah Baker is going to have one more free throw. She has 10 points in the game. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Worley. Outlet pass to Mimi Sheely. Back into the front court. Burnett, she'll take the three-pointer air ball. They let it go out of bounds with 7.1 seconds to go, and Galesburg will have it. And now the Strakes will try to get it up court against the press. Now they're going to drop off. Comes in now to Howard. To Bailey Boyer. Boyer now in the backcourt over the timeline to Mangieri. Mangieri now is just going to hold on to the ball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks have opened the Western Big Six Conference season. Houston with a huge, huge victory as Galesburg holds their home court, defeating Rock Island 49-42.
Great game. Great job by the Streaks down the stretch. They hit the free throws when they needed to, and they played solid defense, not allowing any easy points for Jackie Worley.
Wow, what a ball game. And what a game by the Streaks. They faced numerous adversities tonight, and they were able to overcome them.
Great job. And the other thing that's really stood out was the play of Mynika Warner. She looked like what we expected, what we were hoping for at the beginning of the season. She stepped up. She was aggressive. And to be brutally honest, this was one of the best teams post-defense that she's seen, if not the best team, even better maybe than Freeport at post-defense, because you can go from Worley to Burnett, two different looks, and Mynika Warner still had a solid game, a huge game.
Well, we'll come back. Our post-game show may rival War and Peace tonight. The final score, the Silver Streaks 49 and Rock Island 42. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Crady Insurance, your professional Pekin insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Crady Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Take a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. Clear skies, overnight low around 25. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, high 47. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 26. Thanksgiving Day, sunny and 48. Thursday night, cloudy, low around 27. Friday through Monday, partly cloudy skies, highs near 40 degrees and lows in the upper 20s. Currently, it's 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. Our interview with head coach Evan Massey brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Streaks win it tonight in this ball game by the score of 49-42. 49-42 Silver Streaks. Coach, congratulations. I guess it's too early to write the Streaks off in the Western Big Six Conference race.
Yeah, I appreciate the people that came out. You know, we had a little less crowd tonight, but I thought, you know, our kids, we didn't look pretty early, but, you know, as far as games go, you know, and people think I'm nuts saying it, but this is one of the bigger upsets that we've had since I've been coaching. And I realize, you know, it's not like Rock Island's, you know, one of the top teams, but you look at, this is a team that has geared for this year and has a senior lineup and all those great players, and we got ourselves down seven, and we just stuck in there and battled and stuff like that. So I'm very proud of what the girls achieved there. That I'd rank this as, you know, one of the maybe 10 more satisfying wins I've had as a coach. I think it was good.
Coach, you got to be pretty happy about the containment of Jackie Worley in this game. The defense seemed to step up, and it seemed like the post switching on the screens was really working.
Yeah, I thought of Shelby, Sarah, and Manika all did a nice job. Manika did some great things without fouling and really was a plus for us that way. Shelby got on her a little bit at one stretch there. The kid was posting her up, but she ended up battled and got some huge rebounds for us. And then Sarah just, you know, she takes advantage of her quickness inside and got the job done that way. So, yeah, those three kids were wonderful inside for us.
You want Howard taking those threes in the fourth quarter? Wow.
Well,
that one was a dagger.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the deal. It's like Coach Ruck said to me, you know, we were in a situation, we had the lead, and, you know, I think, I'm not sure where it was, like a minute 40 to go, and they're shooting a free throw, and we're at that point up, you know, maybe four or five or something like that, and said, do you want a delay? And I said, no. I mean, it's just that the deal is right now where we are in our development, I don't think it's fair to ask those kids to try and end up cleverly pass the ball around against pressure. That I think we're better off having some kids out there that don't realize what they should and shouldn't do at that point and just play. And tonight was one of those days.
Manika, this has to be what you've been looking for the first three games. She wasn't near as aggressive. Then she comes out in this game and was extraordinarily aggressive.
Yeah, unbelievable. But, you know, it's funny. Manika, saw her last week. Well, Friday she had a great game. Saturday, both those games, you'd look at her and you'd think, well, boy, she's a prospect. You know, she's just a gangly kid, and that, you know, with time she'll get better. The thing of it is, all summer long for us, all preseason and practice for us, she's been dominant. And she finishes consistently inside, and tonight she came up big that way. And what was nice, because Jessica couldn't buy a basket early, but, you know, she kept shooting the ball.
You got to love that, huh?
Yeah.
Last year, she used to stop when she'd miss.
Right. Well, you know, the biggest, there's probably many mistakes I've made already this year, but a mistake for sure I made was, I don't know if you remember, there was I don't think it was against Carthage. I think it was against Sherrard. She took a three where she was out toward the volleyball line, and I jumped her about it. And I really think, you know, if she's facing up, that's not my choice. But I don't think, as a coach, I don't think you can ever let her have a conscience. You just got to let her shoot and shoot and shoot.
And distance really doesn't seem to make a difference to her.
No,
she's
doesn't.
Just as effective from NBA range as she is from high school range.
Yeah, and, you know, and also not to get lost in the shuffle here, of Bailey and Kat were wonderful for us in terms of what they did. They had some turnovers. You know, there were some tough matchups, but they hung in there and they did good things for us defensively, and they battled, and, you know, they got the ball up the floor when we needed it. So a good team win.
Well, what a long way Shelby Pacheco has come from not starting the year last year to now really being a star on your team.
Well, tonight she was, and what we need from her is to just be a good aggressive rebounder, and she was.
Coach, this weekend we saw a lot of offensive rebounds going to the opponents. Defensive boxing out wasn't up to snuff, but tonight it seemed like, even though I would say from all the post players we've seen, two of the better ones in this game, the girls really stepped it up on the defensive boards.
I would agree with that. I think in the first half, I think that was a problem for us. In the first half, they had 10 points on offensive boards, and so we weren't strong in the first half, but then we were later.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. We'll see you Friday.
I'd like to talk all night now.
Yeah. Congratulations,
no
Coach.
No kidding. That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Again, our interview with Coach Massey is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is making her way up to the broadcast booth tonight. And that is 6'1 junior Mynika Warner, who scored 23 points in this game tonight. And how many free throws in the fourth quarter? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 8 free throws. She had 23 points. You could hear her. She had 23 points in the game. And in the fourth quarter, 3, 4, 5, 6, she scored 8 of the Silver Streaks points in the fourth quarter of play. Mynika, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what it was like in there tonight with the physical play, especially of Shatoya Burnett.
It was a little flustered. Like, I got flustered. It was a little, like, you know, tough. But I just had to work through. Like, there's going to be people who are always bigger than me, like, always tougher than me, and who, like, you know, are better than me. But I just have to stick it out and just do what I do in practice and just try my best.
You seem to take a giant step forward tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like, I'm 6'1". I'm, like, the really only height we have on our team. And it's a conference game. It's time for us to win and show them that, like, we can win games. And, you know, just because we lost our 4 seniors, like, we can be good.
Mynika, I've really liked your game. I watched in the first 3 games. You seem to have great athleticism. You find yourself in the good spot sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not as aggressive as others. Early in this game, I was a little concerned because of how physical they were. Mm-hmm. But you seem to get more aggressive in this game than you've been in the other games. Why did you step it up today?
I think because, like, I know we have a lot of motivational talks and everything. And I just, like, it's time for me to step up in a sense. And also just because, like, you know, there's, like, she's, like, my high, my, like, competition, and I want to show her that, like, I'm better. Like, I can do just as well as you can and all that other stuff. So I just thought it was, like, you know, this is our, like, core, our fans, and they're coming here to see us play. So I just wanted to give the fans what they come here for.
Now, you've got to stay out of foul trouble.
I do. I'm 50% that I'm going to foul out and 50% that I won't.
Yeah, and I didn't think you were going to foul out tonight, and then ended up that last foul.
Yeah.
It seemed like you were kind of just nudging her.
I was just trying to grab a board, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mynika, the other thing that I noticed was the fact that you in the first half were kind of following Jackie Worley around the floor. I think you did a better job in the second half of just waiting off. Make her shoot that long jump ball. Is that something Coach told you, or is that something you picked up on your own?
That's just, like, he said stuff about it, like, before, like, all that stuff. But really, like, I don't need to come out as much if she's, like, looking to drive. Like, you kind of just have to read what she's going to do. Like, she didn't really score that many points on me, like, just being out there. And so I just had to read what she was doing and just take what she was going to do.
Mynika Warner, congratulations.
Thank
our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Friday for another big
Mynika.
One. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with some more, and we'll have our scoring for you. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henry Anderson Street in Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East May Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson, the news is good tonight as the Galesburg Silver Streaks up their season record to 2-2, 1-0 in the Western Big Six Conference with a 49-42 win over the Rock Island Lady Rocks. Our post-game stats are brought to you tonight by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. This may be the time to go. Let's run down the scoring for you tonight. Doesn't look like we have any stat boys here tonight for the Streaks. Shatoya Burnett led the Rock Island Lady Rocks in scoring. She had 15 points in the game. Mimi Neely had 12. Jackie Worley had 7 points. And I'm trying to get somebody to go over and ask Thad Hoover why Jackie Worley didn't play more, but nobody wants to go over and talk to him. 4 points in the game for Genesis Johnson. Megan Sheely had 2, and Triona Roberts had 2 points for Rock Island. I mean, Worley is a Division I prospect, and, you know, a lot of great schools like Syracuse has been looking at her, and George Washington and Wash U in St. Louis has been looking at her. And so, you know, for her to sit on the bench as much as she did in this game tonight, either she's sick or she's in the doghouse. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring by Mineika Warner, who had 23 points in the ballgame. 8 of those points coming in the fourth quarter to spark the Streaks, and 6 of those coming from the line. She was 6-for-8 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 8 points in the game for Shelby Pacheco, who played a great game inside tonight. 7 points in the game for Sarah Baker. Jessica Howard at 11, including 3 points in the fourth quarter. 2 three-pointers, I should say. She had 8 points in the fourth quarter, but that last three-pointer she had was a real dagger. It put the Streaks up 47-40.
It did, Jim, and this is the kind of game it's going to take for the Streaks to be competitive in the conference this year. It's going to take good inside play. Obviously, you'd like to see Jessica Howard shoot a little bit better. I had her at missing quite a few three-pointers in this game. I think I had 9 total, so she didn't shoot too well from downtown. But as Coach Massey kind of talked about, it's important for her to continue to shoot that ball. If she's taking good shots, he can live with good shots, and she's going to have off games. But with an inside-outside game like we looked at in the fourth quarter anyway, when Jessica hit the couple threes and Mineika was playing very strong inside, it's going to be pretty good combination for the Streaks this year.
Bailey Boyer and Katarina Mangieri played, did not score. Megan Young also came off the bench and played. She did not score in the game. So Mineika Warner is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It was 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks then outscored Rock Island 11-10 in the second quarter to take a 19-18 lead. And then Rock Island outscored Galesburg 10-6 in the third quarter to lead it after 3, 28-25. But the Silver Streaks outscored Rock Island 24-14 in the fourth quarter to win the game 49-42. What a huge fourth quarter that was for Galesburg.
Yeah, and like we've been talking and like Coach Massey talked about, it was important to get a W like this to begin this conference season. And I felt that they played a pretty solid game. There was some issues, defensive rebounding in the first half, as Coach talked about. But in the second half, they were able to tighten that up. I think that the press is going to give the Streaks problems for most of the year. Their hopes are when the girls get back that are not playing right now, that'll help with the press break, because then you'll have a couple more guards to go to. But at this point, this is about as big of a win as you could ask for early in the season.
Our final stats brought to you tonight by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. you've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. I finally figured out when that Monday night game is. It's going to be 7 o'clock, not 7:30. So Galesburg and Metamora will play on Monday night instead of Saturday night. We're going to be with you again on Friday night. The Silver Streaks take on Peoria Richwoods, and who knows what can happen now as the Streaks win this game. You know, Rock Island picked to finish second in the Western Big Six Conference this year. This was the year that Rod Leatherman, the coach that they fired up there, was pointing towards. And then they hired Thad Hoover, and Hoover comes down here, and the Lady Rocks lose this game by the score of 49-42. So who knows what the Streaks might be able to do now. We're going to have the Hall of Fame ceremony for you on Friday night. That will begin at 6:15, and we'll carry that live here on WGIL. Again, Richwoods and Galesburg will play at 7:30. There's other games on Friday, too. East Moline and Metamora will play at noon. Freeport and Metamora at 5 o'clock. The Streaks now will not play on Saturday, but we will want you to come out and see the Richwoods-Freeport game. That'll be at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. We'll take one more break and come back with a final word. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Our thanks to Athletic Director Ralph Henning, and of course our thanks to Principal Dr. Tom Child here at Galesburg High School. Always a pleasure to broadcast a game here. We'll be back again on Friday night again, the Hall of Fame ceremony. That will be at 6:15. And 7:30 Galesburg against Peoria Richwoods. Our thanks to Evan Massey for stopping by and speaking with us on the postgame show. And again, congratulations to Mynika Warner, the 6'1 junior, finishing with 23 points tonight. She is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I don't know, did you get to see Richwoods much last weekend?
A little bit. When we were waiting for one of our games to start, they looked pretty impressive. It's going to take another performance probably like we saw tonight from Mynika, and we'll probably also need Jessica to get hot from behind the arc.
Boy, if they could have played this way against Freeport the other night, who knows what would have happened.
Would have been a much different game. I think that they had the visions of doing that after the first quarter and a half when they were within under 10, and then unfortunately, as we know, the last 40 seconds of that half kind of dictated the way the rest of the game went.
We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, in the sophomore game tonight, it was Galesburg 62, Rock Island 43. And the varsity final, Galesburg 49 and Rock Island 42. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.